KGYM. It's time to head out to the stadium and join your KGYM football crew. Alex Kuhn with sideline reports and interviews. John Hegarty with expert analysis and with a play-by-play. Here's KGYM sports director, Scott Unash.
And good evening and welcome to Kingston Stadium on a rainy Thursday night as we get ready for high school football Class 4A non-district football tonight, as it'll be the Linmar Lions taking on number 7 rated Cedar Rapids Washington here at Kingston Stadium as we welcome you in. Scott Unash alongside Jefferson coach Jason Edwards tonight. He's filling in for John Hegarty, and Jason, of course, now the girls basketball coach. Jefferson, formerly on the Jefferson football staff as well, and great to have you here, buddy. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. This is always fun, and got a chance to do this with you a couple years ago, so I'm just really excited to watch a good football game tonight and have some fun.
Coach Hegarty recruited you when you guys were working out together, and you said you'd step in if we needed somebody, and here you go.
Yeah, you know, I'm following in the footsteps of greatness. He does a great job, and, you know, hopefully he's getting some rest and relaxation and staying dry where he's at, you know, but again, just looking forward to having fun tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun night. It has been a fun series between Linmar and Washington. Lions come in this year 1-2, coming off their first win of the year against Clinton at home last week, and they did it in big fashion, 50-14. Meanwhile, Washington comes in 2-1. They are rated 7th in the state in the TV9 Gazette KGYM poll and number 10 in the AP poll, and the Warriors coming in off a really good win on the road at Iowa City West. They won that one 42-13. So, yeah, you got two teams here that put up 40-plus points last week, and that always makes the offensive coaches smile a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. You want to find the end zone. You want to get the ball across that white line and put points on the board, and both of these teams tonight have the ability to do that, especially off of big plays. So really some playmakers on the outside with skill guys running the ball and throwing the ball, and it's going to be real interesting to see how they handle things in the elements with the rain and a slippery ball tonight.
We have Linmar with a quarterback, a junior, Reese Phillips, who set a Linmar school record last week that was held by many people, including Ryan Schmidt, who was their quarterback a year ago, and threw for 5 touchdown passes. He did not even play the fourth quarter in that game against Clinton. And Linmar got their offense going that night, and they in Washington probably, and you've gone up against them the last several years as Jefferson coach, Jason, but when you talk about big play offenses, these two teams are probably the two around here that come to mind first.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, like you said, both teams have the ability to break the big play off of a run and get it to their running backs and on the dive plays or the trap plays up the middle, but then they also have speed on the edges with their receivers and their skill guys where they can sit back and set up the pass either off the run or vice versa, set up that run with deep passes. So it's, you have to pick your poison. You have to figure out what you try to take away from them and understand that once you take that away there, each team has the ability to come back and hit you with big plays with other plays with the run and the pass.
Reese Phillips, I mentioned him at the quarterback. He's thrown 8 touchdowns to only 1 interception. That's very good through a 3-game career starting off as a junior. Daniel Gorsuch on the outside can catch the ball. 20 grabs so far. One of the leading receivers as far as Class 4A in the state of Iowa is concerned, averaging 17 yards a catch and 5 touchdowns. So going to be interesting because I got a feeling he's going to be going up against Isaiah Nimmers a lot tonight, and that's going to be a fun matchup to watch.
Absolutely. I had that circled myself. You've got the experience of Isaiah Nimmers and a really good athlete on both sides of the ball going against a junior that's shown that he can hold his own as well. So that's a matchup that I'm really excited to see and to see how both quarterbacks go about getting them the ball and how coaches run plays to get the balls in the hands of their playmakers.
Now for Washington, they got T.J. Vogel, and all he did last week was throw for 278 yards in 3 touchdowns and big plays in the win against Iowa City West. And that, I know Paul James, we're going to hear from both coaches coming up. He was satisfied. Washington needed a good bounce back after losing to Kennedy in week number 2. And he said the whole mindset of his team was downtrodden after that game, but really picked it up in the game against Iowa City West.
Yeah, I think as a coach, that's what you want to look at, is how your team with high expectations and kind of a target on their back, and they get knocked off by a really good Kennedy team, and you want to you want to see how they respond and how they bounce back. And you've got Iowa City West, who's a traditional powerhouse and definitely a quality team. So to go on the road, especially, and be able to come out with a quality big win like that, you really want to keep that momentum going in tonight against another quality opponent from Linmar.
Yeah, Linmar 1-2, but a little bit deceiving record for the Linmar Lions, as they have had a tough schedule in the early going, losing at home to start the year to Prairie 31-17, and then losing at Pleasant Valley, tough place to go. They lost that one 27-13 before bouncing back and beating Clinton 50-14. High school football presented by First Federal Credit Union. Big thanks to Dan Hillers, everybody over at First Federal for helping us out as our presenting sponsor of high school football here on KGYM. And check them out. Go to their website, firstfedcu.com, and see what they have to offer. We'll get you the starting lineups coming up here in just a little bit. But as I mentioned, we talked with both coaches, and we're going to hear right now from Linmar coach Bob Forsyth and what he had to say before the Lions do battle with the Washington Warriors here at Kingston Stadium tonight. Welcome back to Kingston Stadium as we get ready for Linmar and Washington on this week four Thursday night. Bob Forsyth, head coach of the Linmar Lions, joining me. And Coach, great win last Friday night over an undefeated team, and made for a very good week of practice, I would imagine.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, we had a good week of practice in preparation for the game tonight. It's a short week, but I thought the kids did well. You can't get that second win until you get the first one, so it was good to get that in, and I thought things went well this week.
A lot of good things that happened last week. Set a school record with Reese Phillips with 5 touchdown passes.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's great. Reese's third game, and Danny Gorsuch, and it's the line, it's the backs, it's everybody, but it was really an outstanding performance by those guys, against a good football team, and, they came in and, offensively being a pretty high-powered team, and defensively we were able to take care of them pretty well, but we were awful happy with the way they played.
Felt good to get the offense kind of ticking a little bit last Friday?
Well, absolutely. I mean, we got to keep on getting better. We're a young, kind of inexperienced team, and we got to keep making steps forward. And so we're working really hard on doing that, and hopefully some of that work will show tonight.
Well, the defense, not to be overlooked, played a good game as well, holding a Clinton quarterback that came into the game as a top-rated passer. You held him in check last week.
Yeah, I thought we had a really good game plan. The assistant coaches got that together, and the kids really executed it well. And, we were able to get any time you get 5 turnovers in a game, you're going to have a great chance to win. So that was big for us to get those turnovers. And, we kind of exploded on them, which was what we try to do. And we had more 20-yard plays than they did, and that's all what we try to do also. So it was a really good night for us.
Well, obviously a good Washington team here tonight, and it's a team, you talk about 20-plus plays, this is a team that lives on that.
Well, absolutely, and we're going to have our hands full tonight. I don't think there's any doubt about that. We're the underdogs, and that's not a bad place to be sometimes. So, I think our kids have been really focused this week. We're going to have to really play our best football game as a football team, and most of our guys are going to have to play their best game that they've played for us to win, and so we understand that. So, but, we're excited about the challenge. Like I told the kids, really only thing that matters when the kickoff starts is the next 48 minutes, nothing else beyond what happened last year or what's been done before or what's going to happen afterwards doesn't matter. It's just that 48 minutes. You can just ask Toledo about that.
This team, you feel growing up as they get into closer and closer to district play?
Well, absolutely, and we'll see tonight if how much we've grown up. We've been pushing them to get better and get more mature and handle situations better. Even last week we failed on a fourth and 2 yards out outside the end zone right before half, and we just aren't mature enough to put teams away or mature enough to come, claw back. So we've been working really hard at that, and I'll be anxious to see how we handle those situations tonight. And then we've got about 4 or 5 guys that have been unavailable for a while. We're going to get some of them back in the next couple weeks, so we're looking forward to that also.
Yeah, that'd be a big one. This is a pretty good one to get ready for the district competition, I would imagine.
Well, absolutely. That's how our kind of philosophy in the non-district games, right? We want to really try to play good football teams, and we have. And last year, we played the same 4 teams. Next year, we'll try to find 4 other really good teams that are competitive and really help you get ready for district. And then, although you know, our district is full of pretty good football teams too. So, you know, around here, Eastern Iowa, there's not much escaping anybody. So you just got to strap up and go every Friday night.
All right. Well, best of luck to the Lions tonight, Bob.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
Back with more coming up right after this here on KGYM.
Every sport, every game, fuel up with pasta power from Ziojano's. Bring the team in for Ziojano's famous fresh pasta, bread, and sauce. Or come after the game and choose from pasta pizza or their gondola subs. With restaurants in Iowa City, Cedar Rapids, Marion, and North Liberty, Ziojano's cheers for every school. Ziojano's, hometown pride with a hometown taste of Italy.
So come to Ziojano's, our pasta makes you single. Come to Ziojano's for real Italiano. Come to Ziojano's, the pasta.
Back at Kingston, getting ready for Washington-Linmar, week four of the football season, and Paul James, head coach of the Washington Warriors, joining me. And Coach, great win last week on the road. Kids felt good. I think staff felt good.
Yeah, it was what we needed. We weren't real happy with what we saw on video after the first 2 weeks, and what we saw after week three was our kids were staying on blocks longer, going to the whistle. Our receivers were blocking, you know, we were running routes hard, just playing a lot harder and following through on our responsibilities.
Kind of a growing up maturation process a little bit for especially your line.
Yeah, I think in those first two games and, you know, especially with the outcome of the Kennedy game that, you know, you can't just show up and think that you're going to be able to, you know, people are going to stop when you hit them once. You know, that's how you play a Metro thing. Special the receivers, we just got a good pass rush. And they had one drive where they, you know, got things going running with the quarterback a little bit. The other touchdown was on a kickoff return. So we felt pretty good about our defensive performance.
Well, Linmar tonight, and Linmar and Wash have had some crazy games over the years. What do you expect from the Lions tonight?
Boy, I don't know. You know, it's you just play hard and hope things bounce your way. You know, last year we were fortunate that things bounced our way several times, especially on some punt situations. So we'll see. Just play hard.
Pretty healthy going into this one tonight?
We are, yeah.
And what are the big keys?
Well, I think controlling the line of scrimmage both on both sides of the ball, offense and defense, that'll be the biggest thing, and that we continue to play hard.
We'll let you get out of the rain, Coach. Good luck to the Warriors.
Thank you very much.
Back with more after this here on KGYM.
Hours of relentless practice, teamwork, and dedication. Moving the ball down the field, yard by yard, play after play. In football, there is one destination, the end zone. The Eastern Iowa Airport respects the commitment it takes from players, coaches, families, and fans to make the 2015 football season even better. That's why the Eastern Iowa Airport supports high school sports and strives to be the corridor's one destination for travel, offering more airlines, more destinations, more departures. CID, even better. Book at eiairport.org.
Welcome back to Kingston Stadium as we come your way from the Bob Brooks Press Box here tonight. Scott Unash alongside Jason Edwards and Alex Kuhn on the sidelines providing our sideline reports here. We'll check in with him coming up here in just a little bit as we await the Washington Warrior Marching Band making their way out onto the field turf here at Kingston Stadium and perform our pregame. The sophomore game won tonight by Washington as they shut out Linmar in that one by a score of 34-0. Warriors, as we mentioned, 2-1 on the year. Linmar comes in with a record of 1-2. Some very interesting thoughts from the coaches there. Jason has had a chance to talk with them a little bit earlier on here. It's non-district, this is the last non-district game. You do things for real, I guess, is the best way to do it next week. And this is a good test for both of these teams.
Yeah, that's right. You know, it's like I think both coaches talked about. They want to make sure they have confidence high. They want to make sure they're playing well. We always used to talk about dividing the season into thirds. So you've got the first third of your season done with the first three games. And now you're in the heart of that season getting ready for district play. And again, you want to be firing all cylinders and having your kids healthy and confident in what you're doing going into the tough It's hard. I keep saying conference because I'm used to. But
we're all used to conference.
A tough district in district play.
Yeah, and that'll get started in 4A in earnest coming up next week. But it's still Linmar Wash, and you were associated with some of these games over the years when you were over at Washington. But there have been some crazy ones. You go back. Last year, Washington won rather easily, 43-3 against Linmar. Both these teams came in undefeated last year, and that was the only regular season loss Linmar had last year, as they won the district championship, and Wash won a district championship. Year prior to that, Washington won 26-21, and then in 2012, Linmar prevailed 24-21. They met twice in 2011. Who could forget? Linmar won a big one in the regular season between undefeated teams, big 56-7, and then Wash knocked off and upset the undefeated Lions on the last play of the game. That was 28-26. And other than that, it's been Wash had a four-game winning streak. Linmar won two. Linmar won two more. Wash won two. It's always been a competitive series and played pretty much every year the old MVC football was going.
That's right. You know, I think this has developed into a nice little rivalry between these two schools when Linmar comes over from Marion, and it doesn't matter the sport. I think you can ramp up the intensity on both teams when they play each other. And, you know, like you said, you mentioned last year being a kind of that anomaly, you know, with the 40, you know, a large win on the part of Wash. But I'm anticipating that this is going to be a hard-fought victory for whoever comes out on top tonight, and definitely kids who are going to be playing hard and flying around, and some hard hitting going on tonight. So it's homecoming. So for Wash, you know, they're going to be excited to make sure they have a good homecoming dance. But at the same time, Linmar is going to come in and try to spoil that. And like we said earlier, it's going to be fun to watch tonight.
Yeah. And we're going to join the Washington Marching Band in Honor America with the playing of our national anthem coming up here at Kingston Stadium. So we will join them down on the playing surface down below. National anthem performed by the Cedar Rapids Washington Warrior Marching Band as we get closer and closer to kickoff. And before we kick it off, let's go downstairs. Alex Kuhn on the sidelines, complete with Poncho, as we throw it downstairs for a sideline report. And we've had, I don't know what you brought from Oregon, but you brought the rain with you, and here it is again tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, but this isn't an Oregon-type rain. This is humid. This is muggy. It is rainy. It's 75 degrees, but it feels like it's about 85. It is not. These are not ideal conditions for anybody, and the field is still wet, so we'll see how that kind of affects the teams and ball possession as we go along through the night.
Intermittent rain, though, Alex. With the intermittent rain, you've got, and it's been heavy at times. It's not been light rain. When it has come down, it has really come down. So we'll check in with you throughout the night downstairs on the sidelines and check out what each team is doing as we await the Warriors and the Linmar Lions here. Let's go ahead and give you the Skogman Carlson Insurance starting lineups. It's brought to you by Skogman Carlson Insurance. Give them a call at 774-4620, located on First Avenue Northeast, 3700 First Avenue Northeast, for home, auto, farm, life, and health. Go ahead and give them a call. For the visiting Linmar Lions, they'll go like this on offense. At left tackle, it will be Riley Higgins. He is a sophomore, 6'2", 230-pounder, as the Warriors make their way out from the tunnel. Jace Myers at left guard, 240 and a junior. The center is a veteran, Dallas McFarland, 6'1", 285, and a senior. The right guard, Mitch Jarvis, a senior at 5'10", 215. Right tackle, Baylor Pree at 6'1", 200 pounds, and a junior. The receivers for Linmar are Dan Gorsuch, 6'3", 205, and a senior, as the Lions make their way out. Josh Gassman, a 5'9", 150-pound junior, and Kirby Kerr, 6'1", 180, and a junior. And the tailback is Zach Luring, off to a good start for Linmar with over 300 yards rushing, 5'8", 180, and a senior. And the quarterback set a school record last week, 5 touchdown passes in a single game, is Reese Phillips, 6'1", 175, and a junior. Your Skogman Carlson starting lineups on offense for Washington. At left tackle, it'll be a sophomore as well, Andrew Todd, 6'3", 250. Left guard, Kenny Plume at 6'2", 240 and a senior. Peter Grubel at center, 6'3", 225 and a junior. Gary Ault at right guard, 6'3", 255 and a junior. And Big Aries Davis at right tackle, 6'2", 330 and a senior. The tight end starting up, Dallas Hobbs, 6'6", 230 and a senior. The two wideouts are both fleet of foot, Alex Herzog, 5'8", 160 and a senior. And Isaiah Nimmers, 5'9", 170. He is a junior. We'll see two tailbacks. Johnny Dobbs, 6 foot, 225, and he is a senior. And Tavian Patrick, 5'8", 170, and a senior. We'll see Ben Nassif at fullback, 5'9", 185, and a junior. T.J. Vogel, the quarterback, at 6 foot, 200 pounds, and a senior. Now, Wash going to get the ball first, it looks like, here, Jason, and get their high-powered offense out first.
Yeah, I think one of the things I heard from the sideline report that I'm interested in, too, is the humidity. You know, it's week four, but you see some kids stretching before the game, and, you know, cramping and hydration is always important. So you can't assume just because we're a little bit later in the season that that's not important. So I'll be real interested to see how that goes as the game progresses.
Linmar will send out their sophomore kicker, Austin Cochran. He is a 6'2", 195-pounder. He's about the biggest kicker I've seen out here in a while.
Yeah, he's a big boy. That's right. Big foot.
Alexi Baim will be back, it sounds like, next week. But the sophomore is up right now. Back deep, twin safeties. You got on the far side, Alex Herzog. Near side, Isaiah Nimmers. Linmar in the all-white with the black helmets. Wash in the blue with the white pants and the red helmets. As Linmar will kick off from right to left, the wind has subsided and we are underway. Cochran with a high and short kick. Nimmers camps under at the 9. Coming right, 15, 20. Out in front, Herzog blocking, 25, 30. Turns it up, 35, and brought down at the numbers at about the 38. So a 29-yard return to start things off for Isaiah Nimmers. Boy, he used his blocking back really well.
That's right. And, again, he shows if he's able to get that first block to use his speed to get in the open field, he's got the Warriors in good field position to start with.
First down, Wash at the 38-yard line is where they will put it into play. We'll give you the Linmar defense coming up here in a moment as the Lions play pretty much a 4-4-3. Right now, they've got seven in the box. Here is a toss to Tavian Patrick. Tries to cut it back, gets across the 40 into the 42-yard line. So Patrick's going to get the start tonight. We'll see both Patrick and Dobbs, and it'll be second down. Up front for Linmar, Hagmeyer, 205-pound senior. Sam Breeze, 220 and a senior. Also up front for the Linmar Lions, you're going to see Jace Meyer, 6 foot, 240 and a junior. Shea Hartzler, 5'9", 175 and a senior. Showing blitz on second down. Here is the give up the middle, and Stewart goes back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. And
I think I saw the Warriors are in a T backfield. That's a throwback on Throwback Thursday in the I formation with split backs to back when we used to run the wing T when I was in high school.
Yeah. Didn't work that time. A loss of one, though. And it's going to bring up third and seven. Gassman and Walton are the corners. Josh Strauss is the safety for the Linmar Lions. Carter Gonzalez, Mark Troutman, and Jacob McNeil are the linebackers. Third and seven, Washington. Just underway. No score. Receiver left and right. And split backs. Short drop. Vogel looking right. Pressure. Throws in a flat. Too high for Patrick. Incomplete. As Vogel got hit hard. And coming in there was Sam Breeze for Linmar.
Yeah, he was. Vogel really was under pressure that time. Really good. I think it was a blitz call up the middle. And a linebacker came through and had to throw under pressure.
Back deep for Linmar is going to be Josh Gassman. as Ross Kennedy will punt it away for Washington. Line of scrimmage will be the 41-yard line. And what wind we have, Wash is going to kick into. And Gassman will drop back to about the 20-yard line. Awaiting the snap. Gets a good one and gets it away and gets a dandy punt away. High spiral, fair catch called for and made at the 19-yard line.
Yeah, it was definitely a nice punt by the punter from Wash. And, field position starting at the 20-yard line for Linmar with their first offensive possession of this quarter.
For the Lions, Reese Phillips will come in, a very good athlete, multi-sport athlete. They're going to mark it at the 20-yard line. Washington defensively. Give you that look here. The defensive ends, Dallas Hobbs and Rain Weiland. Darren Ross, the nose. Linebackers, you got Orion Vance, Matt Ackerman, Johnny Dobbs, Connor Malcolm, and Tavian Patrick. And on first down, the handoff to Loring. Angles right, gets about four to the 24-yard line.
And I think Linmar's coming, they're spreading the Warriors out a little bit. They went with two receivers on each side of the ball, quarterback in a shotgun formation, and a dive up the middle to the running back, and a nice five-yard gain on that.
Looked like Brendan McGaffey got the first call of the night that time for Linmar, as he will get the start tonight. McGaffey, a 5'11", 190-pound junior. Phillips in the shotgun. Two receivers left, two to the right. Gets a snap. He's back to throw. Short drop, being pressured. Steps up, throws deep. Middle man out there, juggled and caught. And then losing his helmet with a penalty flag down. And pulling it in for Linmar was Kirby Kerr.
Wow, that's, again, that first big play off the pass. It looked like a seam, right, four verticals right up the seam. And I think that flag might be a blow to the head that knocked the helmet off of the receiver.
And that's going to be the first over 20-yard play of the night. And that could be 42-plus, maybe 15 more. It's a first down, we know that, for the Lions. That was a heck of a throw by Phillips.
And the thing that I like is that, the referees, this is a good referee crew. They're talking it over to make sure that they solve things right. And they don't want to be major influences of the game, but they have to make sure that they call things the way they see them. So,
going to be a personal foul against Washington. And the crew tonight is Jerry Winter and his crew from
again,
Cedar Rapids.
And I think that's the way Linmar's, again, with five touchdown passes last week, big play throwing the ball on the Warrior defense in that secondary, which was the matchup that we wanted to see.
First big play, as you mentioned, Jason, goes to Linmar just outside the red zone at the 21. High snap brought down, inside handoff, McGaffey. And Dallas Hobbs brings it down as he gets to about the Wash 18 and moves it into the red zone after a gain of three.
Being that Linmar is doing a really nice job of is gaining positive yards on first down. I mean, that's the second time now that they're second in medium, so they're not, second and long and behind the chains or trying to run plays with second and 10 or longer. So they're doing a really nice job on first down, gaining positive yards.
Lions got some good confidence off that 50-point performance last week. They'll send Gorsuch out to the right side, trips to the near side. Now they'll send a man, Gassman, in motion, and on the read option, here comes Phillips to the left side, to the corner, and out of bounds, run out of there by both Isaiah Nimmers and Rain Weiland, and going to take it down to about the Wash 15, and third down and four, almost four here. Big play. You want to get points if you're Linmar, but you'd rather have a touchdown than the three.
That's right. You want to definitely make sure you take advantage of that big play that you got on second down earlier in this series, and you want to make sure, again, that you get that ball across that white line and get points on the board.
Third down. We'll call it a little less than four. At the 15, just outside the 15. Gassman coming in motion and movement up front. And flags fly. Hard count might have drew off Washington. We shall see. Of course, both squads pointing at each other. And we'll see which side is correct. And Wash is going backwards. That should give Linmar a first down.
Yeah, and that's again a good job by Matt Casebolt, the offensive coordinator for Linmar, changing up the snap count and catching the Warriors off guard there.
Former Cornell Ram and teammate of yours.
Yeah, he played quarterback, so he knows all about changing up snap counts and really keeping defenses on their heels.
First down and 10 after the penalty. Now, Lindmar can get a first down at about the one-foot line. Drew Dostal back there at safety. Nimmers and Herzog are the corners in the Skogman-Carlson Insurance starting lineup. Long count, Gassman in motion to the right. And on the read option, handoff McGaffey, and Orion Vance met him right at the point of attack and threw him backwards for a loss of about three.
That's one thing that we noticed coming into this game, too, that Orion Vance is leading the Warriors on tackles. And, again, he's in their backfield, leading them for tackles for loss. And, again, penetration is what really threw the timing off of that play there.
6'3", 210-pound junior, started as a sophomore last year. And the sky is the limit for that young man. Jacob McNeil into the game. He's off to the left side along with Gassman and Kerr. They'll send a man in motion and movement up front. I think they're going to get Lindmar.
Yeah, I think that one might be on Lindmar that time. Switched it up, and I think they were a little bit too anxious. Sometimes offense gets on their heels after, you know, you give up a tackle for your loss in that next play. So you want to make sure if you're a lineman, you get off the ball, you know, quick so that you can beat the guy that's lined up across from you.
Second down, and this will back it up five. It's going to be second down and 19 back to the 20-yard line. McGaffey on the right hip of Reese Phillips. They'll send three receivers left. Motion man is Gassman. Back to throw is Phillips. Pocket collapses, lost the football. Loose at the 26. Now back to the 30-yard line. Still loose, and I think Lindmar got it at about the 32. Orion Vance, I think, knocked that out.
Yes, there he is again, making plays for his defense. And I know Lindmar's glad to have the ball back so they have a chance if they want to go for it here on fourth down or send in their field goal unit. But again, it started with pressure up front from the Warriors in their defense.
McGaffey fell on it, but it's going to be a loss of about 12. And third down and a bunch coming up for the Lions. This is basically third and goal from the 32-yard line.
If I know Maurice Blue here, something tells me he's going to bring some pressure on this play again.
Four-man defensive front for Wash, but now Vance looks like he's going to come in a blitz, and he does. Shotgun snap. Phillips going to go deep right side. Has a man out there, and it is caught. Touchdown, Lindmar.
That was that matchup. They went away from Nimbers to the other side to the other corner for Wash, number three, Alex Herzog, and what a play. What a play by that young man for that touchdown. That was a great catch.
32 yards, and Gorsuch with his 21st catch of the year. And already for Gorsuch, you talk about a big play guy. That is touchdown number six. We said he averages 17 yards a reception.
That's right, and you can tell that Phillips and Gorsuch got something special going on with five last week and coming out for the first touchdown tonight with a nice fade pattern along that sideline for the first touchdown.
PAT is good. 7:09 to play first quarter, and it's Lindmar on top early. Lions 7, Washington nothing. Back with the kickoff after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Football here on KGYM Sports.
Data is the techie word for information. Your kids' social security numbers, employees' health information, or customers' tax ID numbers. One little computer virus, an innocently mishandled email, or ill-intentioned hacker could mean big trouble and costs. Skogman Carlson Insurance is ready to protect you with their cyber liability coverage. You have a person who will explain how their cyber liability coverage can help you if there's ever a data breach. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person, a real one. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com.
32-yard hookup from Reese Phillips to Dan Gorsuch. And Lindmar on the board first. The extra point was good by Austin Cochran, the left-footed kicker. Now Washington will send Nimmers back along with Tavian Patrick this time to return the kick. Confidence is big, big, big in sports, as you know, especially in football, Jason.
Exactly. So when you have a young team, if they get a little confidence and keep things close, it's like a snowball. It only gets bigger as it rolls downhill. So that's a great play for the Lions to start their first series and put points on the board. And now we'll see what their defense can do coming out here for their second time on the field tonight.
Cochran with the kick, and this one Patrick will take at the 7. He'll angle to the near side. 20, got the good block, got the corner. He's to the 30. 40 at the numbers, got another good block, and he's gone down the sidelines, and he will tie it up for Washington.
Tell you what, Isaiah Nimmer showed he is not just a returner. He put one heck of a block on that lead to get Patrick and spring in for that touchdown. That was a great block, and Patrick used his speed to change that momentum right back.
91-yard kickoff return, and Patrick's not the normal guy back there, so that's pretty good thinking by Paul James and his staff to come up with that little adjustment.
That's right, and it looked like they ran a return into the sideline for like a right return, had a wall set up, and again, had a nice lead block, blockers out in front, used the speed and got in the end zone. Now the potential to tie this thing up.
Vogel to hold as the extra point try coming up. And it's on the way, and Ross Kennedy ties it up at 7 with 6:51 to play here in the first quarter. Alex, we'll go to you guys down on the sideline real quick, if we can, for a sideline report. As Jason mentioned, that was textbook blocking down there on a kickoff return, wasn't it?
That you guys talk about is the normal returner laid an absolute pancake block in front of Tavian Patrick. He didn't get the ball, but he played without the ball, which is something that coaches love from their star player.
Yeah, they do.
That's right. You talk about, again, getting that momentum to change, and when the leader of your team, somebody like that, shows that unselfishness, it kind of, again, just switches that momentum back to your side. And, again, I think that's that senior leadership that the Warriors showed on that play there, just to bounce and answer after a really nice offensive drive from the Lions.
Did we mention that this has been a great series filled with big plays?
I tell you, we've seen two right there. You know, three, actually, with the big play on the first drive for the Lions, and the nice throw and catch for the touchdown, and then to answer the very next play by the Warriors for a 91-yard touchdown return. That's what we came to see tonight, Scott, and they're definitely seeing it already in the first quarter.
Walton back to get the kick, a high but short kick, and under it at the 8-yard line comes Walton, tries to get to the corner to the 20 and then turn back. They'll give him progress to about they're going to say the 18-yard line. And down there on special teams, Logan Black-Marchand for Cedar Rapids, Washington. He was leading the troops down there.
That's right. And the thing that he did a really nice job of that coaches also talk about is keeping contained, not letting guys outside of that to get to the wall, kind of like we saw the last play. He did a really nice job of lowering his level, keeping his outside arm free, and making the tackle there. That was a nice special teams play by that young man.
First down, it'll be marked at the 18-yard line. 7-7 game. Wash and Linmar, big plays for both of these squads early on. Lions will send Gorsuch to the left. Herzog will pick him up again. One set back in the backfield. Phillips, a high snap, goes over his head. Retreats, picks it up on the bounce inside the 5, and thrown down by Orion Vance again at the 3-yard line.
Yeah, it started with that snap. Went over his head. Was tough for him to handle. Again, he's a good-sized quarterback, but it was tough for him. And again, that momentum shifts, and hopefully we'll see how this young Linmar team can respond. I think sometimes when you punch someone in the mouth and you get punched back, you've got to maintain your composure and make sure that you continue to make the plays that made you successful in that first series.
We are going to see, with the intermittent rain, we're going to see a wet football down there. So we got to keep that in mind with the centers, quarterbacks, exchanges, things like that.
That's right. The second MVP are the ball boys tonight. You know, getting a new ball in when that quarterback needs a new ball, keeping towels close so we can get things wiped off. That really important job for those young people.
Going to go with a little wildcat look here. Direct snap to the quarterback and just getting it up to about the 5-yard line that time for Linmar. And taking it was McGaffey.
Sent the receiver in motion. It seems like Linmar is doing a lot with misdirection, trying to get those linebackers to bite on the motion. And then quarterback, again, is doing a really nice job with his ball handling skills. And what I mean by that is, you know, faking to the dive guy and then pulling it out and keeping himself. Again, that's difficult with the wet ball like we were just talking about earlier.
And again, it will be McGaffey in the backfield for Linmar as they go wildcat. Phillips is still in the game, so maybe a double pass situation here. Off the fake to Lurie. Here comes McGaffey up the middle. Runs over a man at the 10, but brought down at the 11-yard line. And staying with it there and coming up with the tackle for Washington, I think, was Drew Dostal.
Yeah, it's a big answer from the Warrior defense there to go three and out and force a punt deep in the Lion territory. And set up the possibility for good field position for the offense.
Now, Luring is healthy. He was in on that play. He was the motion man. And Wash will get good field position as Nimmers and Dostal will drop back to about the 50-yard line to get the Linmar punt. High snap. Rush is coming. Gets it away. A low kick. And we'll take a line bounce, and the Warriors will get away from it. And it will bounce at the 49-yard line. 39 yards on that Linmar punt. And no return. 7-7 game, and Wash going to have excellent field position here for their second drive of the night in this tie game at their own 49-yard line.
Yeah, the first drive they had good field position and ended up, Linmar defense did a nice job of forcing the punt situation. So we'll see what Paul James does here to get his offense going and take advantage of this good field position they have on their second drive.
Warriors will send Nimmers to the right. And up top is Trey Leonard. I formation as Johnny Dobbs is back in there as a tailback. Line showing blitz. Here they come. Handoff right side. Dobbs and keeps the play going inside the 45 and tried to crawl to the 44. They'll say his knee touched at the 45. It'll be gain of 6.
That's one thing that young man does. They call it running behind your pads, getting really low level and just keeping that forward momentum going. And he got 2 or 3 extra yards just by, again, effort and really having a good low pad level.
And he's tough to tackle.
Yeah, he's definitely a load. He's a big guy back there.
Ben Nassifin is the junior fullback in front of Johnny Dobbs. Second down, 4 for Wash. 7-7 game here in the first quarter. Lions showing blitz again off the fake. Vogel rolls to the near side, throws in the flat, throws low incomplete to Nassif, who was out there at about the 40-yard line. Samuel Breeze was chasing him, and also out there for the Lions was one of their hybrids, Logan Hagmeyer. And third down coming up, and again, maybe a wet football there.
Yeah, I thought the corners also had good coverage on the outside that made Vogel have to dump that thing off to the fullback. Again, you have that speed on the outside, but the outside corners did a really nice job of keeping that speed in front of them and not giving up a big play there.
Leonard stays in as a wideout. Nimmers and Leonard out to the near side. Twins to the right. Lions with 5-man defensive front, showing blitz again. Handoff Nassif. The fullback stopped immediately.
Once again, good job by the Lion defense forcing the fourth down with really good field position for the Warriors and not able to pick up that first down, and now they're sending their punt team on the field.
Second three now. I think we've seen Linmar blitz in every defensive play.
I tell you what, I mean, it's one of the things that really throws off the timing of the offense when you have more defenders coming than what the linemen can block. And that's one thing that's really disruptive for defenses is when they can blitz up the middle that way.
Gassman drops to get the Kennedy punt. Low snap, scooped up, gets it away. A high floating kick, and we'll go over Gassman's head and inside the 5, and we'll be down at about the 1-yard line.
Again, that's a great punt. You know, he's turning into a really good weapon for the Warriors in terms of field position. And again, that's definitely something as a coach that you want to have is somebody as a punter that can help your defense out. And that was an excellent punt by number 5, Ross Kennedy.
Big time punt right there, and Linmar will have it on, they'll mark it at the 2-yard line. 7-7 game, Lions scoring on a third down and basically 32 as Phillips hit Gorsuch on a fly pattern from 32 yards out. Interestingly enough, since then, we have not seen Alex Herzog in offense or defense, so maybe a little bit of a cramping issue that you talked about. Out of the end zone, Phillips to throw. He's going to load up, throw deep. Same play that went for the touchdown, and this time short, incomplete, as they try to get it to Gorsuch again. And there's that matchup we talked about. That was Nimmers and Gorsuch.
That's right. I think they learned from that play, and they switched and put Nimmers on him and a little better coverage that time. And one-on-one, it was incomplete, but it was a nice ball again by Reese Phillips. He really does have a nice arm and good touch.
Yeah, he does. And good dimensions for that young man, Phillips. 6'1", 175. He won a quarterbacking battle in the preseason with Nolan Hollinger, 6'4", 195-pound senior. So he won that fair and square. Here's the read option. Little stop and go to the 5 and moving the pile to about the 8, maybe the 9-yard line that time for Linmar. was McGaffey again.
I think that play call there shows you how Lindmar is using the pass to set up the run. Again, that first down, they throw the nine ball or that fade route against Nimmers to loosen that defense up. The very next play, they run the running back dive up the play, and they get a nice 7-yard gain for that. Now it's third and three and third and short. So that's, again, good job by Coach Case Bolt mixing things up and keeping the Warriors honest.
Third and three. McGaffey remains in the backfield for the Lindmar Lions. He's ran it 18 times this year. Gassman in motion left or right, and they'll run that read option. Late handoff, ball loose at the 5-yard line, and who's got it? As they tried that read option, and Phillips with the handoff to McGaffey and kept it in there just a little bit too long. Looks like Lindmar got it back, though.
Yeah, I think, that, again, as the example that we talked about with the ball handling skills, that time was a little threw off the timing. It seemed like the running back clamped down just a little bit too hard. Quarterback tried to pull it out, and then the ball ended up on the deck. But good thing that the Lions got that back so the Warriors don't, and so they can get their punt team on the field.
Kirby Kerr to punt it away for Lindmar from his own end zone. Warriors bringing everybody, and he gets it away, but a high, short kick, and making the catch is Nimmers at the 38. Dance move at the 35-yard line, and then pushed back. And good special teams there by Matt Condon coming in there.
That's a good job wrapping up, because like you said, he put on the dancing shoes on those first two, but again, it was a nice wrap-up tackle low, and he didn't let him get out of that third missed tackle there. But again, a nice return, good field position again for the Warriors.
Yeah, they're going to have it at the Lindmar 35-yard line for their third offensive possession, as Lindmar has had to go three and out the last two times they've touched the football. And Herzog back into the game, so that's good to see. Herzog flanked to the left. Drew Dostal to the right side as Nimmers will get a little bit of a blow. Back to throw. Deep drop. Dostal being pressured. Throws the middle and incomplete.
Again, that blitz that you talked about almost every play. Lindmar's bringing pressure, and Vogel had a lineman draped all over him but was able to use his arm strength to get rid of it so that they can get to second down and not give up a big set.
That time, bringing the pressure, Marcus Thomaston, 5'10", 270-pound senior lineman.
Lindmar really has done a nice job with their first three series on defense, really keeping the Warriors in front of them in the secondary and not giving up the big play on the pass and being physical up front.
Vogel's 0 for 3 so far. Here's the blitz again. Toss to Patrick. He's trying to get to the corner. Strung out and hit hard and pushed out of bounds. And it's going to be a loss of about a yard. Got to see who laid the lumber to him that time for Lindmar.
Looked like the safety coming up. And number if that's number 8 or number 6, I can't tell. If that was number 8, that was Jacob McNeil. But if that's number 6, Josh Strauss, but you're exactly right. He came up hard, saw the run, and filled and put a lick on him.
That'll be a loss of 1. And third down coming up for Washington here. We're going to pick our Slobber Knocker Award at the end of the game. That might be a little nominee there.
We've got a couple nice ones where we've seen some kids on the floor and kids on the field. So we have something to choose from.
Back to throw. Here is Vogel looping it out left side. It's caught 27 by Tavian Patrick. Good stiff arm at the 20. Lost the football, but I think he hopped on it at about the Lindmar 22-yard line.
Again, that was a nice throw by Vogel. He had pressure in his face again, threw off his back foot, and Patrick was open in the underneath area to pick up that first down.
Yeah, first down. So the adjustments being made here on the go as we're down to under a minute to play here in the first quarter, 7-7 game. Seeing Wash trying to draw Lindmar off in some hard counts, trying to stop that blitzing a little bit.
That's right. Changing up the snap count again is one way to keep the defense honest and keep them on their heels.
Hand off Dobbs, going off tackle to the right, pushing ahead inside the 20 and down to the 18-yard line. Breeze in there for Lindmar, and Thomaston also back in there on the stop for the Lions.
You know, again, as coaches, we talk about stopping the run with your front seven. That's your defensive linemen and the linebackers, and the Lions have really done a nice job of containing the run at this point against the good running backs from Wash.
Warriors will go with double tights this time. Again, Lindmar showing blitz. Vogel off play action. Rolls to the right side. Throws in the flat. Caught 15-yard line and out of bounds trying to tiptoe the sideline that time with Stewart, and they're going to put him out at the 10, but that's going to be a wash first down.
Yeah, and again, the Warriors did a nice job of finding that fullback in the flat against pressure. Well, that's the one thing when you blitz, somebody's got to pick up the back out of the backfield. And that time, no one picked up the fullback, and he did a nice job of catching the ball, turning it upfield for positive yards.
So Paul James is going, okay, you're going to blitz. We're going to do some things that are going to stop your blitz. Yeah. Throw out to the sides there.
That's right. Dump. Use your backs in different ways. Maybe you can't run the ball, but you just dump it to them quick and let them get positive yards.
First and goal from the Lion 9. Handoff, second back, Dobbs. Pushes the pile forward inside the 5 and churning down to about the 4 and what should be the final play here of quarter number 1. A very interesting first quarter, and Wash is at the doorstep. As we come to the end of the first 12 minutes, it's Linmar 7, Cedar Rapids, Washington, the 7th-rated Warriors 7. And we'll come back with the second quarter after this one-minute timeout as you're listening to High School Football from KGYM Sports.
Hey, I'm Coffee, Black Gold, Cup of Joe. You need me, but I'm messy. Stop the car too quick. Whoops, lost on your pant leg. Balance me on the roof of a car. Whoa, I just drenched your power blazer. Now what are you going to wear to Friday's budget meeting?
Do you have citywide cleaners?
Maybe you can disguise it, huh? Pin a big flower to your lapel. Yeah, that might fool them. Or you might look like you just returned from Clown Town. And if you think you can just go without the blazer, good luck with that. Your department looks bad, then karma comes calling and your team falls apart. That's the kind of thing that can drive you crazy. I'm chaos, and I can ruin anything.
Citywide Cleaners has the experts to save you from chaos. They have multiple locations and also offer free pickup and delivery from your home or office. And at Citywide, it's right, it's ready, or it's free. Do you have Citywide Cleaners?
Citywide Cleaners. To look good.
Citywide September special is 20% off bedding.
Sports radio on the historic main gym. 1600 KGYM Cedar Rapids.
Second quarter about to get underway from Kingston Stadium on a humid Thursday night. We have not had rain since we started the game, and that's the good news. And hopefully we'll make it through the evening's activities. Full house backfield for Washington on second and goal from the Linmar 5. Hand off, Dobbs right side, spins at the line of scrimmage, pushing his way in. Touchdown, Washington. He just wouldn't go down.
That's just, again, him using his strength, getting his weight behind his pads and just willing his way into the end zone in good effort by number 34, Johnny Dobbs, on that touchdown run.
So Dobbs caps off the short porch for the Warriors. And they lead 13-7, first lead for Washington here tonight. As they'll go into the swinging gate formation, Ross Kennedy will get ready to kick it. And TJ Vogel to hold here. So we're 6 seconds into quarter number 2, and Wash has taken the lead. High snap put down, and the line drive kick is up and good. And it's 14-7 in favor of the Warriors. Back and forth. Now Uncle Moe's wearing a blue jersey, it seems.
Yeah, that's right. Again, I think we talked about the youth of Linmar, and you can see Coach Forsythe on the sideline really trying to keep his team up, keep them engaged, let them know, hey, look, you were 7-7 at the end of the first quarter. They had good field position. We just have to come back and answer here. And that's what you have to do when you have a young team. A lot of times you have to let them know what you have to answer. You know, big things happen. You have to be willing to be ready to answer. So it'll be, again, interesting to see how the Lions handle when they get the ball here for their first possession of the second quarter.
Yep, Linmar is going to get it back coming up here. As first of two this week, tomorrow night, we're at Thomas Park Field, and it'll be the Marion Indians hosting the Solon Spartans. You ever been out to Thomas Park for a football game, Jason?
Actually, the first game I did with you was Marion Maquoketa.
It was
a humdinger, a field goal, if I can remember. So we've been out to Thomas Park, but I have not seen Solon as long as I've been in this area and coaching. I've never got a chance to see the Spartans, so I'm really excited to see Coach Miller, I believe.
Yep.
And the Spartans go against Coach Perkins and the Indians tomorrow.
Yep, that's a 3A District 4 game tomorrow. We'll have it for you on KGYM. Kicking off for Washington is Connor Guider. And the approach and the boot. Good sidewinding kick, but angling to the near side. And will go into the end zone. just got by the pylon. Yeah, that was a little dangerous for Walton, the return guy, and if he should pick it up. If I don't pick it up, what do I do?
Remind me of the play that the Hawkeyes had against, I think it was that first game against, when you get that no man's land, do I catch it? And fortunately went in the end zone. But that was also a different kicker. We had seen the Kennedy kick do the punting, and that was, I think it's Connor Guder, and that, again, that was a good placement by that kicker.
First down, Lindmar, and they'll have it at the 20-yard line. Lions have been 3-and-out their last two possessions. So we'll see what they do here. As Lindmar lines up, first and 10, right at the midfield, midpoint of the field, and the handoff to Luring, breaking tackles. His first run of the night is a good one, and the senior goes for almost 20.
Yeah, nice hard run. Again, picked up a positive yards and moving the chains on first down for the Lions. And a different play call again. Last time it was the fade route on first down. This time they run the ball on first down. Again, keeping the Warriors honest, not being predictable in terms of what plays they choose to run on first down.
First quarter numbers, interesting. 65 total yards for Lindmar, 38 for Washington. The Lions with 74 passing. Reese Phillips was 2 for 3, 1 touchdown, 74 yards, but they were -9 on the ground with a couple of miscues there and a couple of fumbles that they got back. First and 10, 3 to the right side, 1 to the short side. Shotgun snap, Phillips, a pump fake, going to throw. Throws left side and incomplete. Tried to get it to Gorsuch and threw it into quadruple coverage. There was actually two receivers over there. I wonder if somebody ran the wrong route that time.
You know, that's, again, when you have a young team, that happens. You know, you get a little anxious. You want to keep the ball in your offensive hands, but miscommunication there. And I think the other thing, too, is you're on Isaiah Nimmer's side, and that's a little different when you're going into the heart of a tough Warrior defense. But, again, that might be that youth that showed there for the Lions.
Lindmar with Mark Troutman into the game, wide to the right side. Going to be Luring to stay in the backfield on the right hip. Long count, Phillips down to 4 in the play clock. Here's the read option, handoff, big hole, Luring up the middle to the 45, close to a first down, and then tossed back as Washington got the tackle from their stud linebacker, Connor Malcolm, 5'10", 170-pound junior, but Luring running hard.
Yeah, that's a nice hard run. Again, he finished that play hard, positive, fell forward for a third and short, but that was a nice hard run by the running back there from Lindmar.
He's averaging 7 yards a carry, 326 yards on 47 attempts, and he's been the number one rusher so far for the Lions on the year. We saw McGaffey a lot in that first quarter. Down to 5 in the play clock, 3rd down, 1 for Lindmar. From the left hash, and before the snap, Lindmar got a timeout. So we'll take one as well. 11 minutes even to play first half. Washington 14 and Lindmar 7. Back after this 30-second timeout as you're listening to High School Football from KGYM Sports.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's two Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
11 even to play. First half coming up at halftime. We'll talk stats and take a look at the first half and more. As week 4 of the season is underway. Hard to believe, but it is. And Lindmar did not want a 5-yard penalty there to take him out of 3rd and 1.
Right, you want to make sure that, again, on this 3rd and short, trying to answer after a drive by the Warriors to start the second quarter, you want to make sure you keep the ball in your offensive hands and keep moving the chains. So, again, you want to make sure that everybody's on the same page, call the timeout, get the play call that you want in there, and come out for this important 3rd down.
Brennan McGaffey is back in there. He's the power back, a little bit bigger than Luring, but Luring showed some good power. 3rd down and 1. Shotgun snap. Read option. Hand off to McGaffey, and he's hit in the backfield and spun down. Connor Malcolm again, the first guy to get him.
Yeah, that time it looked like Maurice Blue dialed up a blitz. He had about 3 or 4 guys coming, one off the edge, couple up the middle. And again, like you said, penetration kills the timing of offense, and a big 3rd down stop for the Warriors there.
So Lindmar will punt for the 3rd time tonight from their own 47. Isaiah Nimmers will drop back to get the punt. Good snap back. No rush. Warriors setting up the return. End over end kick. A short one. Nimmers at the 24-yard line. A little jitterbug move and got about two to the 26. And that's about it. That's good special teams by Lindmar.
That's right. Again, he's showed how explosive he was on that first kickoff to start the game. So for that punt team from Lindmar to keep him contained and wrap up when they get down there, that's really, really important. And another aspect of the game that coaches really spend a lot of time on. And a really nice job there executing by the Lindmar punt coverage team.
So Wash will have it up 14-7. With 10:17 to play first half, and they'll have it on their own 26-yard line. They took the lead on the Johnny Dobbs 4-yard run. Last time out. Ball on the far side hash again. Lindmar showing blitz. Here is the counter delay. Coming left side. Patrick sneaks through and gets to the outside 35-40. To the near side 50 in the Lindmar territory. And pushed out of bounds. As he gets all the way down to the Lion 37, if you get through that blitz, that first level, that's what happens.
That's exactly right. If you get through that, that first level of run stop defense. But again, the other thing I was thinking about is the Warriors have that 1-2 punch, thunder and lightning, I think they call them, and that was lightning there with Patrick breaking a big run on first down for the Warriors.
West Michigan has beaten the Colonels tonight to even the Midwest League Series at a game apiece, 4-1. Game 3 Saturday here in Cedar Rapids. The rest will be in Cedar Rapids. First and 10 for the Lindmar 38. Counter, same play, other side. A Dobbs slip, but he was going down anyway. Jacob McNeil. For Lindmar, that's their number 17, Logan Hagmeyer, 6 foot, 205-pound linebacker that brought him down.
And I'm looking at the bench here, and I think that cramping situation we talked about earlier might have hit Patrick after that nice long run, because he's over on the bench here. No one's around him right now, but he's got his helmet off, and he's a little upset. So we need to check and see if everything's all right or if he's cramping up or what the issue is with him.
Second down, 8 at the 35 of Lindmar. Double tights, handoff, Dobbs right up the middle, angles right, first down and more, 30, 25 to the 20, splits defenders, and he is gone. All the way for the Wash touchdown, 35 yards to Painter.
Really nice run by Johnny Dobbs, exactly what you explained earlier, Scott, and saying that caught the Lions in a blitz away from actually where the play hit on the right side. The Lions were blitzing to the left and got past that first wave of defense for a long play. Big plays, just like we talked about, for the touchdown for Johnny Dobbs.
And the Warriors now lead 20-7. And the adjustments being made. This is a good old-fashioned chess match here between two good coaching staffs. Kennedy to try to tack on the extra point. It's on the way, and it is good. 9:23 to play here in the first half, and Washington has scored in their last two drives via Johnny Dobbs, and it's Warriors 21 and Lindmar 7. We'll take a 30-second break and come back with a kickoff after this here on KGYM.
Every sport, every game, fuel up with pasta power from Zio Giannos. Bring the team in for Zio Giannos' famous fresh pasta, bread, and sauce. Or come after the game and choose from pasta pizza or their gondola subs. With restaurants in Iowa City, Cedar Rapids, Marion, and North Liberty, Zio Giannos cheers for every school. Zio Giannos, hometown pride with a hometown taste of Italy.
So come to Zio Giannos, our pasta makes you single. Come to Zio Giannos for real Italiano. Come to Zio Giannos, the pasta.
Back with you here at Kingston Stadium, the Bob Brooks Press Box, and the Warriors have taken a 21-7 lead. 21 unanswered points by Washington. Warriors throwing the counter at Lindmar's blitzing, and they're just outflanking them, basically.
That's right. Again, I think what you do against pressure is to take those big linemen, get a hat on a hat, account for each one of the blitzers, block them down, but then pull the guard and tackle back the other way. Like we said, Lindmar was blitzing to the offensive's left. They pulled the guard and tackle around the right side. Johnny Dobbs did a nice job of getting on that tackle's hip and just going right up the middle for a touchdown.
Denver and Kansas City still scoreless at Arrowhead Stadium tonight. Trust me, we'll keep you updated on that game with me being a Chiefs fan and Jason being a good Oakland Raider fan.
That's right, no comment.
High kick, Guider, and comes down to the 8-yard line. Walton 10, 15, angling to the left, has some running room, 20 to the 25, and brought down at the 26, kind of got knifed down over there as one of the Warriors came in there. Trey Leonard got him kind of on a sprawling tackle attempt at about the 26-yard line.
Yeah, and this is an important drive here for Linmar. Again, had a chance to answer a couple long plays by the Warriors, and you want to establish some tempo. Again, move the chains for the offense and get that confidence that they had at the end of the first drive. For a young team, you want them to be able to find it here with this drive.
Might get Alex, if you can find out what's going on with Tavian Patrick, let us know here. On the near sideline, first and 10, Linmar, wide side of the field, near side. They'll send a man in motion. Long count. Phillips gets the snap, throws in the flat. Gorsuch with the catch, and stood up by Malcolm, and then the rest of the Warriors corral him right at the line of scrimmage. So that's going to be no gain. Trying to get the ball in your playmaker's hands is what Bob Forsyth and Matt Casebold are doing.
That's right. We talked about that earlier. You know where he's at. You just got to design things differently to get the ball. But the Warriors did a nice job of swarming to the football once he caught it out in the flat. There were probably six or seven guys that saw that and did a nice job of rallying and keeping him for no gain.
Gorsuch, one of the top track guys in the state of Iowa for the Linmar track team. Second down and 10 for the near side hash mark. Slot to the right, two receivers to the left side. Down to five in the play clock. Read option off the fake. Phillips to throw. Throws the middle. McGaffey's got it at the 45 and thrown down at about the 46-yard line. Tackled there by Nick Nassif, the 170-pound linebacker. First down, Linmar.
Again, that's off the pass. Good throw and catch. A nice shot again by Phillips on the backside away from. They had three receivers to the top side, one to the bottom, isolated one-on-one on the corner, and the receiver did a nice job of catching that thing with two hands, pulling it in for a first down.
20 yards on the pickup, and nice touch by Reese Phillips on that particular pass. Gain of 20, first to 10, Linmar. 8:04 to play, first half. 21-7, Washington on top. Warriors showing blitz. Phillips on the handoff. McGaffey going left and got to the line of scrimmage. Yep, slipped through, actually got to the 49, so give him three. Boy, a couple Warriors had him for a moment.
Yeah, he's slippery. He's got a low center of gravity. Keeping his pads low. And just effort. Again, you see how hard he ran when he got the ball in his hands and really wanted to make sure he gained positive yards there. It was a nice hard run.
We'll get an update from Alex down on the sideline coming up here after this play. Lions bring Troutman along with Gassman to the near side. Luring along with Gorsuch up top. Second down and 7. Empty backfield. Deep drop. Phillips going to throw the middle. Throws it up for grabs. Tipped and almost caught on the ricochet by Kerr as Isaiah Nimmers had it for a moment. Alex, we'll throw it down to you on the sideline with a report. And what's the word on 22, Tavian Patrick?
Indication that he is hurting. I'll keep checking, but after every offensive possession, the offensive line coach for Washington comes over to his group and tries to rally them. And one of the messages before, when they got down 7-0, is we're bigger than them, we're stronger than them, we're going to run it right at them. And they have done that since to the avail of 21 unanswered points.
Yeah, good observation down there. Third down and long. Phillips back to throw, being pressured. Throws in the flat. They set up the screen. It's caught at the 45 by Luring and tossed down as he got to Washington territory at the Warrior 49. Ian Thomas came in and made the tackle, but Orion Vance was chasing him again.
Yeah, he's usually around the football. I can tell you what, that young man's got good speed. He's a good tackler, and he did a nice job of smelling out the screen there with the lineman that had got upfield, but his job outside as an outside backer is to make sure that he sees that screen, and he did a nice job of sniffing it out and making the play there.
Now, Linmar and Bob Forsyth, they will roll the dice every once in a while. It's 4th and 5 at the 49. They will punt it away. Kerr gets it away. A wobbler coming to the near side and a diving fair catch made by Drew Dostal at about the 22-yard line. So a 27-yard punt by Kerr. And 6:24 to play first half, and Wash will get it back. Warriors up 21-7, and they'll scrimmage from the 23-yard line.
I'll tell you, that's one advantage that the Warriors do have, I would say, is the fact that you have two quality backs in Patrick and in Dobbs that you can go to if one's not feeling 100%. You can go to the other, and they both have big play potential and are good blacks, backs. It's definitely something that's positive for the Warrior offense to be able to go to.
Patrick's up, moving around. This might be catching his breath. Two receivers to the right, and they'll throw it out in the flat. Little receiver screen, and it's caught. Breaking a tackle, 30, 40. Loose at the 50-yard line, turning on the speed and cutting back at the 30-yard line is Isaiah Nimmers, and forget it. The speedster is gone. 77 yards for Nimmers. He got one block. It was one-on-one coverage out there, and he used it beautifully.
I tell you what, that's one thing that young man definitely possesses, his big play ability. And when he gets the ball in space, again, the dancing shoes that you talked about earlier and making the first guy miss and then just using the speed and excellent cutback when he got to about the 28 to get the ball in the end zone just shows what a huge playmaker and a huge weapon he is for the Warriors.
77 yards on the touchdown catch for Isaiah Nimmers, his third of the year. He averages 20 yards a catch. So we got two big play receivers here, and one just put on a clinic right there. Here's the extra point try, and it's up and good. And just like that, 28 unanswered. And the Warriors lead it 28-7. Wow.
Wow, that's right. That's the thing with these big plays. You know, you look up and it was 7-7 at the end of the first quarter, and you just go, my goodness, you blink, and a couple big plays here and there, and now all of a sudden we're down three possessions, and it's 21. We're down 21, and it's 28-7, and you've got to find a way to rally the troops if you're Linmar and keep a young team engaged and find ways in those small wins, whether it's first downs or whether it's getting stops on defense, taking care of the ball, because, again, these are learning opportunities for a Linmar team that is good and has big weapons of their own. It's more of a mental game for a coach right now just to keep them engaged for the rest of this first half.
What a cutback, by the way, by Nimmers between defenders there.
That's right. I mean, that's a gear I didn't have when I was that age, that's for sure. It's that young man, definitely his speed, and he has really good field and is one heck of an athlete.
Walton will drop back to get the kick at about the 3-yard line from Guider. 6:07 to play. It's homecoming here for Washington, and the homecoming king and queen candidates making their way out onto the track. As right now, it's a happy homecoming for Washington.
That's right. I tell you, it's always fun this time of year. It doesn't matter, you know, high school, seeing young people out, having fun, it's always a good time.
Walton muffs the line drive kick, picks it up, and then thrown down. Didn't make the 15-yard line. And down there first for Washington, making the stop was Ben Nassif.
Good coverage by the Warrior kickoff team, and that's one of the ways you keep momentum on your side is not giving up big plays on special teams, and they did a nice job of keeping him contained and making the play inside the 20-yard line.
You're seeing more and more, especially as more teams play on turf, that squib kick.
That's right. That ball takes some funny bounces, and especially on tonight when we've talked, it's kind of slippery, it's kind of wet. Put the ball on the deck and make the return team have to field it and gives your defense and your special teams coverage an advantage.
So first down Linmar, all of a sudden down 28-7. Here's Phillips, pump fake, throws the middle and broken up incomplete. And Tavian Patrick, he looked okay there, he's fine. Gorsuch on the deep slant and thrown a little bit behind him.
Yeah, and that was good coverage by the Warriors, and then there was also some pressure there. Number 33 for the Warriors was in the backfield.
Ian Thomas. Like,
yeah, and I don't know if it was a blitz or if he got off the block, but it's tough to throw when you have someone in your face that way. But Phillips did a nice job getting it off.
Second down and 10. Phillips, pass number 8. He's 4 out of 8 tonight. And he faces the second down here. Gets the shotgun snap. Blitz coming. Retreats into the end zone. Oh, the pass tipped up in the air by Orion Vance and then almost caught by one of his teammates. Peter Riley, I think, was a trail guy coming in there, number 50, and he just about lived a lineman's dream.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, and he had his hands on it, just couldn't reel it in, but it was good pressure up front by the Warriors, and I think Phillips had to throw off of his back foot there and had a ball that was a little low that got tipped.
Third down coming up. And it's going to be third and 10, and Phillips has been running for his life here on this particular set of downs. They'll keep him back in there to block. Twins left, Twins right. First, third and 10 from the 14-yard line. Off the fake. Phillips rolls to the right side. Being chased. Falls down awkwardly and throws. Oh, man. I hope Phillips is okay.
Yeah, he looked like he twisted that. He's up, but that didn't look too good for him. It looked like number 88 Hobbs.
Dallas Hobbs is chasing him.
Yeah, and he's a big boy in himself. But I really hope that young man's okay because he's been throwing the ball really well tonight.
He fell awkwardly. He almost slipped, fell, and tried to pivot at the same time, and then Hobbs got there.
Yep. That's the same thing I saw, where he's trying to make a play and keep things alive with his feet and just fell awkward at the same time he was getting hit, and I think his foot was planted. But, again, he was able to run off on his own ability, so hopefully he'll be back in this game.
Yeah, the guys may have to go over there at far sideline. Here comes the rush on the punt. Kerr gets it away, and Nimmers calls for a fair catch. Kerr fell down, did not get a call. And it will be Washington ball at the Linmar 43-yard line.
Looked like Winters was taking a good look at it, but no flag thrown. But it was pretty
close. Might have been touched, too.
It was pretty close.
Might have been partially touched. First down, Washington. And it will be at the Linmar 43-yard line. As the Warriors looking to put another one up here.
Right, I think the thing that you see is, again, that experience of Wash, you know, to be able to settle in, not panic when it's 7-7, and answer with 21 unanswered points.
Here is the jet sweep. Penalty flag down. Nimmers has an opening to the 30-yard line, but it's going to come back to the 20, to the 10, to the 5, and he's going to go in. But it's coming back. The Warriors had some illegal motion in the backfield.
Yeah, I think the Lions relaxed a little bit when they saw the flinch, saw the flag down, but that was a long run by Nimmers that is going to get called back on the penalty.
And it's going to be illegal shift on Washington.
There's a flag on the play.
As two Warriors were moving at the same time.
I'm watching Frank Sherman on the sideline. He handles the sideline duties for while PJ's in the box, and you can tell he is not happy one bit. It doesn't matter that they're up 21. They are trying to send a message that there's ways that we've got to do things, and mistakes like that they cannot afford, and he's definitely letting them know about it.
So the 5-yard penalty not only nullifies the touchdown, but moves the Warriors back, make it 28-7 Washington with 5:34 to play here in the first half. And Alex is headed over to the far side to get a look at Reese Phillips and see if he's going to be able to come back. There is a quarterback warming up, and it might be Hollinger. First down, first and 15. Here is the draw, and nothing doing that time. Good stuff by the Linmar defense. Sam Breeze was there. Kerr was there. And they bring down Tavian Patrick right in his tracks for no gain.
And that's what you need to do for a young defense like what Linmar has, is say, hey, they gave you the penalty, took the points off the board. You have to make sure that you hold tight and find a way to get them to punt here and get the ball back to your offense.
Jamal Charles, 34-yard run, 7-0 Kansas City over Denver. I knew you'd want to know that.
Jamal Charles, he's not on my fantasy either, so.
Fumbling the snap, picking it up. Vogel just takes it right up the middle and gets about 5 back before he was ankle-tackled by Logan Hagmeyer. And third down and 10 coming up. And we've seen a couple of missed snaps and problems there for both teams.
That's right. That ball's muggy, and it's kids' hands get a little sweaty. That's why the quarterbacks keep towels in the front part of their pants, and you can see Vogel wiping it off. And the center quarterback exchange is the most important thing that happens when you're under center for the offense.
Third and 10 from the Linmar 43, 4:23, clock rolling, first half. Lions showing blitz, 5-man front. I formation. They go at the long count. Vogel off play action. Rolls near side. Looking. Now he's going to tuck it under and run. Gets to the 40. Angling to the sideline. Going to be close to the first down. And we'll see where they mark him. Kerr escorted him out along with Shea Hartzler. And, they give him the 33-yard line.
They're taking a look right now.
And they did give him the first down.
And that was actually, I thought, a good decision by Vogel. You know, I know against Kennedy, he turned the ball over a few times and had a few interceptions, but there he just kept the ball in his hands, took what the defense gave him, and picked up the first down with his legs.
We'll go down to Alex after this play, get an update on Reese Phillips of Lindmar. First down and 10, Wash. Near side hash at the 33-yard line. Here's Vogel. Here is the counter to Patrick coming in near side to the 30. A stiff arm 20. He's to the 15. Cuts it back against the grain, and he is gone.
Touchdown. I think he's okay.
Yeah, he's fine.
I think he's okay. He had a jump cut at the 10-yard line. Two defenders from Lindmar pursuing hard, and he had a nice jump cut to cut back against the grain and got the ball in the end zone. And that was a nice run by that young man there.
33 yards as Patrick gives Washington their 34th consecutive point. Maybe the Giant was awoke in week number two.
Yeah, I think so. That and in that first drive of the game, when you're looking at the end of the first quarter and it's 7-7, you know, and here you're favored and you have experience. You've been to the state championship. You have a chip on your shoulder, and I think the Warriors woke up and said, "Hey, we need to play. It's homecoming. Kind of eliminate some of the distractions and let's take care of the football game first." And they definitely have done that late in the first half.
So it's now Washington 35 and Lindmar 7. We'll come back with a kickoff. In 30 seconds, you're listening to High School Football from KGYM Sports.
Are you searching for a new career? Do you want a career you love? Only at LaJames International College can you choose between a 3-day online or traditional 5-day cosmetology schedule and still graduate in 1 year. Keep your job while pursuing your career. Fall classes are starting soon in cosmetology, massage therapy, and aesthetics. Go to ljic.edu to book a tour at our Cedar Rapids or Iowa City campuses today. Find what you love. Love what you find at LJIC.
Back with you before the kick, far side. Let's go to Alex with a sideline report. Are we going to see Phillips, or is it going to be Hollinger this time for Lindmar?
His helmet off next to a trainer, showing no indication that he will be coming back into the game. Hollinger was getting loose. He was taking snaps from his center. I believe it will be Hollinger.
All right, so I think we're going to see the backup quarterback coming in for Lindmar. Hollinger, the senior. As Phillips does not look like he's going to be able to at least come back for the first half. 4:01 left first half. And the Warriors have upped it to a 35-7 lead as the Avalanche is hit here at Kingston Stadium. Here is a kick that's going to go way out of bounds. And Lindmar is going to have it at good field position at the 35-yard line. Well, Jason, Warriors have scored on four consecutive drives, all started by the 91-yard kickoff return. And for Lindmar, they've gone three and out in three of their last four drives.
You know, but I think the thing, as a coach, you want to get the ball in the end zone. There's still 4 minutes to go in the first half. Things in the second quarter haven't gone your way, but you want to tell your kids, hey, look, we need to find a way. Get the ball in the end zone. It's okay. Again, when you're dealing with kids who are that are young, maybe haven't been in this situation before against a good team, you just want to try to find the best you can to keep their confidence high and find a way to finish this first half on a positive note.
So first and 10, they'll have it at the 35-yard line now. Ball middle of the field. Walton coming in motion, and the direct snap, and this is going to be the Wildcat. This is McGaffey, and the Warriors were all over it. Malcolm there early. Again, we'll have our Slobber Knocker Award brought to you by Mr. B's, home of Sam's Pizza and Calzones, coming up at the end of the ball game.
And you wonder, like, going to that Wildcat, if it's just a way to kind of settle those young guys down, put the ball in the hands of someone that you know can get some positive yards. And that Wildcat, it's basically a direct snap to the running back, and then he follows his blockers and looks for holes and tries to get positive yards.
Second down and 12 for the Lindmar Lions. And they will run it this time, and up the middle, McGaffey, he's going to have a first down. Nolan Hollinger is in the game, and McGaffey goes for 14 and a Lindmar first down. And for Nolan Hollinger, he played some last week, and he is a 6'4", 195-pound senior. Got a little experience last year in some of the games for the Lions when Ryan Schmidt started. So he's definitely no stranger to varsity competition.
That's right. It's nice to have that senior in that position. Someone that, again, that has seen varsity competition and has handled the ball for the offense is important.
Hollinger off the fake, going to keep it, and to the line of scrimmage before Matt Ackerman throws it back. And now we're going to have a stoppage here. And a timeout taken here by Paul James in Washington is in the distance, and I will say very much in the distance, we see a little lightning.
I thought they were flash bulbs, Scott.
Well, it's way off beyond us. So that is the good news. That was a loss of one, by the way, by Hollinger. And Paul James wants some more points here.
Well, I think, you know, like he said in his pregame interview, he's trying to make sure that he sends the message to his team that there's a certain way that we expect to play. We don't care what the score is on the board. We want to do things right. And if we can have the opportunity to get the ball back before the end of the first half and put a few more points on the board, then that's what we need to do to make sure that we continue to dominate like they have in the second quarter.
No team ever wants to lose. You know that as a coach. But sometimes when you have a target on your back and a lot has been written about you in the preseason, you get that little jolt early where it doesn't really hurt you. Didn't hurt Washington. They lost to Kennedy. But I think it caught the attention of the Warriors.
That's right. You know, and I think even in week one when they played the Jayhawks, and the Jayhawks played a heck of a game, had them right there. And you know, I think sometimes there's confidence and then there's cockiness, and you want to make sure as a coach that your team doesn't get overconfident and swing to that cocky area. And the Warriors, I think, have bounced back in the last couple weeks.
Yeah, Hollinger lost the snap, had to go back to pick it up, and got hit hard and brought down. And coming in there for Wash was Nick Nassif, and we're going to get another timeout taken by the Warriors after the loss of nine, and so we'll take one as well. 2:44 to play, and that is before halftime. Washington 35 and Linmar 7. We'll take a 30-second break and come back to Kingston Stadium after this here on KGYM Sports.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Third down and 20 coming up for the Linmar Lions as they will have it on the 36-yard line. Their own 36, far side hash mark. McGaffey in there for the Lions on the right hip of Nolan Hollinger, and they're in relief of Reese Phillips, who left with an injury. Long count, blitz coming. Hollinger to throw. Steps up, throws right side. Hit as he throws, and underthrown, almost intercepted, but they say Trey Leonard scooped it up off the turf.
And looked like the defense put the quarterback was slow to get up on that play. A lot of pressure in his face. He's leaving under his own power. But again, the Warriors did a nice job of pressuring the quarterback on that throw.
And that stops the clock without Wash having to take a timeout.
Yeah, that's right. And then they put the ball back in the hands of this explosive offense is a dangerous thing with two and a half minutes to go here in the second quarter.
Good snap back. Kerr gets the punt away. End over end and low. And Nimmers will field it on the hop. 26-yard line. Starts left. Cuts back to the right. Great move. 35-yard line to the 40. And finally stood up. Hit hard as he got to the 45-yard line.
I tell you what, Scott. That young man, he made the first guy missed. And there might be some laundry out there on the field because that was a very nice move by Nimmers making the first guy down the field miss.
And the officials are making sure everything is okay here. Did we have a penalty on the far side or not? Jerry Winter coming over to the near side hash marks. They got the ball marked at the 45. I do not see a penalty flag anywhere.
I don't either. I do see the ball boy out there for the Warriors making sure that ball is dry, because like we talked about earlier, you know, the snaps have been on the ground and he's out there at the hash. I think that might be Little Sherman making sure they get a clean ball and a dry ball, but I'm not sure.
And I have a penalty against Washington for maybe illegal touching. Now, did Nimmers go out of bounds and then come back in and was the first to touch? I'm not sure exactly what they're looking at.
I didn't see the illegal touching myself either. It's kind of interesting because it looked like the ball was kicked low. So I'm not sure.
And Lindmar, or was it... and it's going to be a 15-yard mark off.
And they get to replay the down.
So wipe out the good return. And it's going to be Lindmar to punt. Now, do you go for it if you're Lindmar on a fake here on fourth down and six from the Wash 47-yard line?
Nothing to lose, that's
for sure.
And
that's what they're going to do. They're going to fake it. And Kerr surrounded Orion Vance and not going to make it.
But even still, I think that as a coach, you need to show that you have confidence in your kids. You have nothing to lose, and you say, hey, look, we're going to go for it. And that's exactly what Coach Forsythe decided to do, but they weren't able to pick it up.
And now Wash will get better field position. They'll have it right at the midfield stripe with 2:21 to play before halftime. So if the punt return would have held up, they would have had it at the 45. So they gained 5 yards. How's that for football?
That's high school football right there. You decline the penalty, they fake it, and you get better position, field position than what you did on your return.
First down, Warriors. Lindmar showing blitz. Long count, Vogel, short drop. Guns the right side and overthrew his man, Herzog, incomplete. And that ends a streak of 4 consecutive completions for T.J. Vogel.
Well, I think also that shows by throwing the ball on first down. It's what we said, that the Warriors aren't relaxing. They're still saying, we're playing football. It's first half. We need to find a way to move the ball. And throwing the ball here on first down, 2:18 to go in the second quarter, shows that they're still playing.
Wash has got their spread formation in there now. Trey Leonard, along with Drew Dostal, Isaiah Nimmers, and Alex Herzog. A lot of speed out there. One setback, Johnny Dobbs. Lindmar with a three-man rush. Here, rolling left, Vogel throwing in the flat near side. Caught by Nimmers. Shakes one man and finally brought down. Tried to shake him at about the Lion 36-yard line as the tackle is made by Alex Stryker.
Again, two pass plays in a row. This one, this time, was a sprint out. Lindmar's been blitzing a lot. They moved Vogel, got him out of the pocket, and he had a nice completion to Nimmers for a first down.
That's a gain of 14. Second throw and catch, and out to Leonard on an island near side, and Leonard out of bounds with another first down. Walton on the stop, and that's going to go for 13 more. Nothing fancy right here.
Nothing fancy. I think it's almost like their two-minute offense. The receivers are staying out of the huddle. You've got the quarterback looking over for the hand signals. Linemen get their blocking assignments, and then off we go.
Still 2 minutes remaining. Clock stops here in the first half. Now, if Wash gets a touchdown on an extra point, believe it or not, we're going to have a continuous clock.
In that second half, I tell you, if after the first quarter, I would have never seen that one coming.
Long count. Vogel off the fake. He'll keep it himself. Good defense this time by the Lions. And McNeil making the stop. Also in there for Lindmar was Mark Troutman.
Again, good job up front by the Lions. They throw the ball twice back-to-back, and you got to be able to stop the run, and they did a good job containing the run there to keep this clock running.
Vogel, a good athlete, just... not what Reed Snitker was running that read option last year.
Yeah, he was a special athlete. Could beat you either way with his feet or his arm. And
here's the out. It's caught by Leonard again on the island at the 20-yard line against Walton and takes him ahead down to the Lindmar 15, maybe the 14. And that should move the chains or be very close to a first down.
But that's one thing I think Vogel is doing this drive. He's doing a nice job of managing this two-minute drill. He's taking care of the ball. He's throwing safe passes underneath, and they're continuing to move the ball down the field and move the chains.
Gain of 10. First down, Washington at the Lindmar 14-yard line. We're going to talk with both coaches coming up at halftime. We'll talk with Paul James first after he makes his way out of the booth upstairs. Trips to the right from the near side hash. First and 10 at the 15. Vogel, 15, rolling to the right. Throws on the run to the end zone. Diving catch made. No, incomplete.
Again, that was close, but ran a sprint out to his right that time. And a really nice throw. Threw it low and away where if only the only person that could catch it was the receiver. But unfortunately, it was too low. and it was incomplete, which stops the clock.
Alex was over there. Alex, you had a bird's eye view of that one. Right call. I'm sure this officiating crew got that one right.
That was absolutely the right call. The ball slipped right through the hands. Very catchable ball, but he did not make the catch. It did hit the turf.
All right. So second down and 10. So I gave Jerry Winter and company good marks right there.
Yeah, this is a playoff state championship crew, and they definitely have seen a lot of games.
Vogel tucks it under and takes a big hit, but he's got a first down and goal inside the five on the keeper.
Again, I thought good decision by Vogel. Didn't force anything, didn't turn the ball over, used his feet, picked up what the defense gave him, and picked up the nice yardage there.
Yeah, they're going to say he stepped out a little shy of the first down at the six. So it'll be third down and one at the Linmar six with a minute 17 to play first half.
Substitution for the Warriors. I think they've got their power backfield in.
Yep. Tavion Stewart, Nassif in there in front of Johnny Dobbs on third down and one. They're going to go unbalanced to the right side, and now we've got penalty flags. And did Linmar flinch? If so, that would give Wash a first down and goal.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. They're marching it off towards the goal line.
This was a 7-7 game. After the first quarter, Linmar led 7-0.
I tell you, I think that's what the Warriors are capable of. Big plays, scoring in bunches. You look up at 7-7 at the end of the first quarter, and then you blink, and all of a sudden now, going into halftime, you might be down 35.
They'll go with the double tight end formation, full house backfield. Under center this time is Vogel, long count. Off the fake, Vogel to throw, throws into the end zone, Hobbs for the diving catch and has it for the touchdown. The old tight end drag, and that's a Paul James staple.
That's right, 33 double cross.
You still know it, don't you?
I still know it.
3-yard touchdown pass to Dallas Hobbs. Good to see Dallas back too. He had that big knee injury toward the end of last season and missed all of the basketball campaign, I know.
That's right. And, you know, obviously his dad is Pookie, a former University of Iowa athlete, great family, great athlete, and a great young man. So it's nice to see him being able to contribute in his senior year.
Extra point is good. Sorry, Jason.
No, that's all right. That was a good catch. It was kind of low, but he went down and picked it up off the turf, and that was a good catch by Dallas.
So on homecoming, Washington takes the lead of 42-7. 42 straight unanswered points here for Cedar Rapids, Washington. And like you said, it happened quick.
Happened quick. That second quarter, you know. The touchdown by Dobbs to start the second quarter, and then a couple three and outs by the defense, getting the ball back into the big play offense. And then, like we said, we look up, and then you put, 35 points just in the second quarter alone. So, again, shows the potential of a team like Washington.
Warriors will kick. Linmar with two timeouts remaining, and Lions will send Walton back. Guider has kicked it high. He's kicked it squib. We've pretty much seen everything here so far in the first half.
Now, the thing I'd say about Linmar is they still have time. So do you just run a few plays, get to halftime, let your young kids regroup, or do you go a two-minute a drill of your own just to try to get some tempo and some rhythm and try to get a score, try to get a score on the ball?
Might
as well, exactly.
Walton back at the 10-yard line, kicking off right to left, the Warriors. Here's the approach in the boot, and they'll squib it again. Hits off one of the upbacks. It's loose, still loose on the turf at the 33. The Warriors think they got it. Coach Callahan's pointing to the left, and Linmar comes up with it.
Linmar came up. Those kids were down there fighting for it, and Linmar fell on it and was able to get underneath the pile and wrestle that thing away from the kickoff coverage team.
And it'll be first down, Linmar, at their own 34-yard line. Two timeouts left for the Lions and a minute 8. But Nolan Hollinger, backup quarterback in there. Reese Phillips injured a couple drives ago for Linmar. Kerr Gassman And Troutman all to the left side. Gorsuch the receiver to the right. On first down, handoff up the middle. Loren cuts it to the near side. He's got good yardage, crossed the 40 out to the 42-yard line.
Yeah, good pickup on first down.
I think they kind of tripped up Wash right there. I think they were expecting pass, and they got the run.
That's right. It looks like Lindmar is going to let the clock run. They're in the huddle, so they decided not to go the 2 minute and just will let that clock run.
Gaffey will come back in. 40 seconds to play first half. On a humid night here at Kingston Stadium, still 75 degrees. From the 42-yard line, read option, handoff. McGaffey coming near side, had a hold to the 50 into Warrior territory, down to the Wash 45. Orion Vance makes the tackle, and that will move the sticks first down on the run of 17.
Two draw plays for the offense. Again, defense is playing a little softer, trying to protect that goal line, and two nice runs on first down for the Lions.
Going to get a Lindmar timeout now. So now the Lions and Matt Casebolt starting to think, hey, we might get something going here with 24 seconds.
That's right. Like you said, you have nothing to lose. That would be a nice play, nice time for a trick play. A little halfback pass, something, you know, just to keep the defense honest. But call the timeout again to make sure your kids are all on the same page, and then come out and try to execute these last 24 seconds.
A little hook and ladder.
That's right. Like you said, why not? You have nothing to lose. And sometimes those, we call them trick plays, but those are momentums as well. Kids enjoy running them. And it's a way to show that you've got confidence in your kids and try to find ways to put the ball in the end zone when you're kind of struggling a little bit.
If you're listening tonight, we welcome you in. 1600 AM, the main gym, KGYM. As Washington has exploded for 42 points here in the first half. After Lindmar took a 7-0 lead. And the Lions come out now. And they'll scrimmage from the Wash 45-yard line near side hash mark. In the shotgun, Hollinger calling signals. And he'll hand it off, angling to the right side this time. Getting about three is McGaffey, and he'll take it down to about the 42. And Lindmar will take, I think, another timeout here. Stop the clock, and that will be their final timeout. We'll take one quickly as well. 16.4 seconds remaining in the first half. Cedar Rapids, Washington 42, Lindmar 7. Back in 30 seconds on KGYM.
You get to the fall time of year, people look in their closets and the things they forgot to get clean in the spring. I'm Greg Freeman. We do a ton of down comforters, and you're going to need sweaters cleaned and jackets and coats for football games. Let's say you're out of the ball game and you spill coffee on it, cocoa or whatever. Just don't panic. Just buzz them on in. We'll get them taken care of for you. Come visit us at Dutchess Cleaners. One on Boyson Road, one on 3905 Center Point Road. You're just going to pick it up and walk out the door because you know it's going to be done right. We'll do a good job for you.
Back with you from the Bob Brooks Press Box here at Kingston Stadium as Lindmar uses their final timeout. Well, Board still has them with one, but I believe they started this drive with two. In any event, it's second down and 8 coming up. As the Lions, with the backup court, Hollinger's got a good arm, though. I might expect to see them go long to Gorsuch.
I'm going to take a shot here, you know. 16 seconds, second down. Throw the ball, the clock stops, so you could always run it on third down and go into halftime, but at some point you think they'd take a shot.
So we'll see what the Lions do. Out of the shotgun, Hollinger back to throw, is going to go deep, left side, into double coverage, it's up for grabs, and it's knocked away, incomplete. There was a lot of air under that pass, and they tried to go on the far side over there to Gassman.
Hey,
Malcolm was there, and Thomas was there, and Herzog was there.
Yeah, I think that was the shot that we talked about where you throw the ball, try to get the ball deeper so you get in field goal range. But if not, clock stops. Still third down. You can run the ball here and then run the clock out if you don't want to take another shot.
13 seconds to play here in the first half. They're going to bring in Jacob McNeil as an extra wide receiver, Lindmar will. On third down. Three receivers to the short side. One up top, Gorsuch to the left. Four-man rush, and here they come. Here's Hollinger, throws the out, and it's caught. Gorsuch at the 40, and ankle tackled at the 39-yard line. And time will run out on the Lions. On the 4-yard reception, and a big hand from the happy homecomers here on the near side at Kingston Stadium for Washington. 42-7, the Warriors lead it over Lindmar. As we'll get a word from Paul James coming up, who's already out and making his way over toward Alex Kuhn out in on the field. And Alex, we'll go down to you, and you're on the walk with Coach Paul James.
Halftime, Lindmar scored first. You scored 42 unanswered. What has been the key to kind of settling in this game?
Well, one nice thing that happened was we got a kickoff return right away to answer their score. But our defense, I think, has settled in. You know, typically the first drive of a half, whether it's the first half or the second half, sometimes is difficult for us. And then once we get settled in, things kind of start falling in place a little bit. And that's kind of what's happened here.
Coach, what do you tell your team at halftime? What do you want to see from them in the second half playing with a big lead?
You want to keep improving and playing hard. There's no reason to let up. You know, you just, whoever gets in there has got to play hard.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, Alex. And thanks to Paul James. And the homecoming royalty will be crowned here at halftime at Cedar Rapids, Washington. 42-7, the Warriors lead. We're going to take a 90-second break, and we'll come back and talk halftime with you from Kingston Stadium in the Bob Brooks Press Box. So stay tuned. More to come after this. You're listening to High School Football on KGYM.
Hey, I'm Coffee, Black Gold, Cup of Joe. You need me, but I'm messy. Stop the car too quick. Whoops, lost on your pant leg. Balance me on the roof of the car. Whoa, I just drenched your power blazer. Now what are you going to wear to Friday's budget meeting?
Do you have citywide cleaners?
Maybe you can disguise it, huh? Pin a big flower to your lapel. Yeah, that might fool them. Or you might look like you just returned from Clown Town. And if you think you can just go without the blazer, good luck with that. Your department looks bad, then karma comes calling and your team falls apart. That's the kind of thing that can drive you crazy. I'm chaos, and I can ruin anything.
Citywide Cleaners has the experts to save you from chaos. They have multiple locations and also offer free pickup and delivery from your home or office. And at Citywide, it's right, it's ready, or it's free. Do you have Citywide Cleaners?
Citywide Cleaners. To look good.
Citywide September special is 20% off bedding.
It's a Class 3A District 4 matchup this Friday night on KGYM. This is Scott Unash. Join us Friday at 7:15 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM with the pregame as Solon takes on Marion from Thomas Park Field. The Spartans dropped their district opener to Xavier last Friday, while the Indians opened up their district schedule with the always tough Spartans. That's high school football presented by First Federal Credit Union. Solon at Marion. Friday night at 7:15 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM KGYM.
Sports radio on the historic main gym, 1600 KGYM Cedar Rapids.
Back with you at Kingston Stadium as the Washington Warriors enjoying homecoming and enjoying a big 42-7 lead over Lindmar here at halftime. Scott Unash, Jason Edwards with you. We'll get a word from Lindmar coach Bob Forsyth coming up as we get closer and closer to the second half. But, man, the Avalanche hit Washington 42 straight points, and as Coach James talked about, it started with the 91-yard kickoff return by Tavian Patrick.
That's right. Usually special teams starts that momentum, and that's what happened with the Warriors, and that snowball just kept on rolling downhill from there, and they were able to find their confidence and their rhythm both offensively and defensively and really dominate that second quarter.
Yeah, you talked about Pookie. Look at Pookie coming down there with Dallas, one of the homecoming king candidates.
Yeah, and Dallas, I like that high top fade he's got on too. That's definitely a throwback. That's nice.
That's throwback Thursday right there.
That's right.
Coming down the line. But we talked about big plays in the pregame. Lindmar had them on their first drive. Lions got the big 32-yard touchdown pass, Reese Phillips to Daniel Gorsuch. But then the Wash defense clamped down, and then it was Wash that just went crazy with the 20-plus yard plays.
That's right. If I'm Coach Forsyth, I'm really talking about that first quarter and what they're capable of. And just again, sometimes that's the ups and downs when you're dealing with a young team, and the lessons that they have to learn is just how to answer and how to keep that momentum on their side. But they definitely have some things that they can point out and emphasize for their confidence from the first quarter, from that first drive.
Well, as soon as we get the homecoming king and queen, we will let you know. We can let you know that Denver and Kansas City are tied just ahead of halftime, 14 apiece.
14 apiece, okay.
Chiefs have given Denver two short fields, my spies tell me.
That's right, defense, right?
Yeah, an interception on Alex Smith and et cetera.
I think my sources told me the Raiders are losing again. So.
No, they're not playing tonight, man. They're not playing.
Hopefully Derek Carr's back. So.
Help is on the way, right?
I hope so.
I like how the Raiders go. Well, you heard Paul James keep getting better in the second half. Bob Forsyth in his locker room. It's not a happy locker room for Lynn Marr right now. There's no putting that nicely. But you got to come out like a 0-0 and play your game.
That's right. It's 0-0 second half. You talk about winning the second half. Some of the momentum shifting was special teams, but it was also the unfortunate snap that went over the quarterback's head. Big plays on special teams. You want to try to eliminate those mistakes, especially when you're trying to keep that momentum. But there are some positives that you can talk to your kids about as well, and I'm sure that's what he's doing.
Well, Kenny Plume is the homecoming king. Hey, let's hear it for the offensive lineman out there. 6 foot, 240-pound senior left guard.
That's right. Linemen don't get a lot of love, so that's nice that this young man gets to wear the crown on homecoming for the Warriors and give the linemen some love.
Yeah. We'll see who the queen is here.
Homecoming queen is Maya Altemeyer.
And Maya Altemeyer is the queen. So there's your king and queen for Washington for 2015. Coaches, they're not big fans of homecoming week, I know.
Yeah, that's right, especially at halftime. When you coaches, it's about the football game, and you've got players that have to get recognized when you're trying to keep your team focused. But, kids are young once, and I think sometimes once the game starts and they're in the position that they're in now, it's easy to relax a little bit. But I guarantee Coach James will get these football players that are being recognized on the court caught up to the adjustments that need to be made so that they can have a good second half as well.
Tell you what, you got to be thrilled if you're Cedar Rapids, Washington. The stats here at halftime, Jason. Warriors with 290 yards in that first half to 147 for Lynn Marr. But every coach wants balance, and Wash has got 149 on the ground at halftime and 141 through the air.
That's right. I mean, they've got playmakers on both sides with their backfield with Patrick and Dobbs, and then of course the speed on the outside, the big plays the Nimmers have had. But you're exactly right. You want to be balanced, and they found a way to be able to do that in the first half here tonight.
The other stats look like this. We mentioned Wash, 149 on the ground, 141 through the air. TJ Vogel coming off the big week against West High last week, picked it up tonight, 8 of 13, 141 yards and two touchdowns here at halftime. And has spread the ball around nicely so far tonight. Nimmers, two catches, 91 yards and a touchdown. Trey Leonard has caught two for 23. And then one catch apiece for Hobbs for the touchdown. Tavian Patrick, Tavion Stewart, and also coming through with a catch for the Warriors is Alex Herzog. On the ground for Washington, they're being led by Tavian Patrick. Five carries, 73 yards, and a touchdown. Johnny Dobbs, six carries, 55 yards. He's got one touchdown. Four carries, 22 yards for TJ Vogel. Washington with 10 first downs, four penalties for a total of 40 yards in the first half. And for the Warriors, no turnovers and no sacks. For Lynn Marr tonight, 147 yards at halftime, 98 through the air, 49 on the ground. For Lynn Marr, before going out with the injury, Reese Phillips is 5 of 11 for 98 yards and a touchdown. Hollinger is 0 for 2 since he has come in. Gorsuch has caught three for a total of 36 yards and one score. Kerr has caught one for 42. McGaffey has caught one for 20. McGaffey leads the ground game for Linmar. On the ground, he's carried it 12 times for 51 yards. Zach Luring has carried it three times for a total of 37 yards in the first half. And for the Lions, they have seven first downs, two penalties for 8 yards on the night. The Lions have had three and outs. Washington has had two. And third down conversions, Wash only one out of four, but they haven't had a lot of third down tries. Linmar is 0 for 6 in that first half on third down tries and 0 for 1 on fourth down tries in that first half. And time of possession, Linmar almost double, but Warriors have scored quick. Linmar has had it 15 minutes, 16 seconds to 8 minutes, 44 seconds for the Washington Warriors. And it all adds up to a 42-7 lead for Washington. Linmar scored first. Reese Phillips to Dan Gorsuch, 32 yards. Extra point made it 7-0. And then it was all Wash after that, starting on the ensuing kickoff. Tavian Patrick took it back 91 yards for a Wash touchdown. And the extra point tied things up at 7. And then the Warriors scored in their final 5 drives of the first half. It was Johnny Dobbs, first of his 2 touchdown runs, taking it in from 4 yards out to make it 14-7. Dobbs from 35 yards out, making it 21-7. T.J. Vogel to Isaiah Nimmers, nifty little receiver out screen, 77 yards, 28-7. Tavian Patrick, 31-yard run, 35-7, and then T.J. Vogel's second touchdown pass, this one to Dallas Hobbs, and that was from 3 yards out, and that made the halftime score 42-7. I'm going to count here, Jason. 1, 2, 3, 4. So far, 5 plays for Washington of over 20 yards.
Yep, there's that big play, you know, like we talked about. You know, that you put it in the hands of that speed that they have, and they can really cover a lot of ground and get in open space, make defenders miss, and all of a sudden now a 4 or 5 yard pass completion can turn into a play over 20 or 25 yards and end up in the end zone.
And they had a lot of them in the first half to the tune of 42-7. And still a little... don't know if that's heat lightning or lightning, but it's off in the distance. We have not had any stoppages so far, and that is good news. And, in fact, to the south, we got some found the Washington area, Washington County, with some severe thunderstorm warnings, but that is not coming our way. There's a couple cells in the Des Moines area, but I think we should get this thing in for a Thursday night, which is good.
Yeah, you know, judging how we started the season with the lightning delays and something that I'd never seen before, a varsity competition in the Cedar Rapids area that gets postponed to Saturday because of severe weather. You know, obviously we want to keep these young people safe, but, you know, with homecoming and everything else, you want to make sure that you can get the game in and be able to move on to your next opponent and not have to find ways to finish that the next day. And, you know, hopefully we'll be able to do that here tonight.
How weird was it to play that opening game on a Saturday afternoon between Wash and Jeff?
I tell you, it was different. I had never seen it before, but it was actually, I think, kind of nice. I mean, I think both schools actually still had a nice crowd. You know, the fact that they let fans in free the next day, I think they maybe brought out a few other people that didn't come out in the bad weather from the night before. And it was a competitive football game, but it definitely was different. And I actually talked to some people who thought, you know, having Saturday games wouldn't be so bad every now and then in high school. But it was different, that's for sure.
Colleges might not agree with that.
Yeah, you know, they're going the other way and having games on Fridays. And but I think you're right with, you know, the football that comes on with the college conferences and the Iowa conferences, it'd be tough to compete. But there's still nothing like Friday nights either. You know, playing underneath the lights at Kingston Stadium, homecoming, you know, celebrating, being young. There's nothing like that that kids get to experience once in their lifetimes.
Absolutely. Don't forget, after the game, we're going to pick our player of the game, and it's brought to you by Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlors. Thanks to Bill Bark and everybody at Happy Joe's for helping us out. And tomorrow we are at Marion, Thomas Park Field. as 3A District 4 opener for Marion. Solon had the opener with Xavier last week, had a 19-7 lead in the fourth quarter, and to Xavier's credit, Saints came back and won that one. Malachi Wilson had a run, and then they got the big pass from Bryce Schulte to Nick Stark, and they've hooked up several times early this year. So Xavier takes that first step, the early step to a possible district championship.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, and those are two quality football programs, and again this year. And you know, I know that was a tough loss for Solon, so you know they're going to be ready to answer that, just kind of like we talked about tonight, and get back on the winning side of things. But I know that Marion at home is going to want to defend their home field as well. And it's going to be a quality football game to be able to enjoy tomorrow night.
Tony Perkins still needing one win to pass the legendary Les Hipple as the all-time winning coach in Marion football history. So chance to get that. But be a tough opponent with Solon coming in tomorrow night. And we'll have it for you 7 o'clock tomorrow night with the pregame. And that will be out at Thomas Park Field. And that will be on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. Solon listeners, if you can't get it on 107.5, you can always get it on our website at kgymradio.com. You can tune in. And also the KGYM radio app will have it as well. So several different ways to get that for you is tomorrow night on South Gym 106.3 FM. It'll be the Battle of the Boot, City High and West. And it's going to be an unusual Battle of the Boot with West 0-3, City High 1-2. So something's got to give. City got a good win at Ames last week in the junior Cy-Hawk battle.
Yeah, but you know about rivalry games, whether it was like last week with Iowa and Iowa State and Cornell, and you talk Iowa City High and Iowa City West, you can throw records out, and it's going to be a hard-fought, hard-hitting, cross-town rivalry game in high school that people really enjoy. So that'd be another one to get out and get a chance to support these young people and watch them compete and do some fun things, because that's always, again, a good rivalry between two quality football programs.
And then the next week, district play starts at 4A, and both these teams won district championships last year. And Wash is going to be favored, but they got a tough opener. They got to go to Muscatine next week, and Muscatine's undefeated right now.
That's right. You know, you've got some teams, you know, it's a different year. It's new kids in different spots, and you've got going against a team that's got some confidence now down in that district. And again, district play and the way we do playoffs gives you a chance to see some opponents that you don't see on a regular basis, but you've got film from last year that you can watch and go and evaluate and see and prepare for, and it's going to be a tough ball game for the Warriors as they head down to Muscatine.
Yeah, and Muscatine in that district, and you got Prairie in that district as well, and Burlington, so it'll be tough. I think the Little Hawks are in there as well, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right. They are. And you know, which got three teams that were part of the old MAC conference, and then three teams with the Mississippi Valley Conference balanced that way. So, but I'm sure they're developing some nice little rivalries within that District 6.
All right, we're going to get a word from Linmar head coach Bob Forsyth, as he will and his Lions will make their way out of the tunnel to the southwest, or southeast, I beg your pardon, in the northeast tunnel with Cedar Rapids, Washington coming out as they await the band, the Warrior Marching Band, making their way off the field turf here at Kingston Stadium after their halftime performance. As Washington leads at 42-7, and we will have the continuous clock coming up at least to start the second half of festivities here. And we'll talk more about that here as soon as we get a word with Coach Forsyth. And that'll be coming up here as soon as they let the Lions out onto the field. And here they come. Here comes Linmar. Here comes Washington. Paul James, Mo Blue, still talking as they make their way up to the booth. As they both are upstairs, the two coordinators for Cedar Rapids, Washington. And I await Alex corralling Bob Forsyth. And he's got just about got the head coach of Linmar. We'll throw it down to you, Alex.
What do you want to see from them in the second half?
I just want to see us compete a lot better than we did in the first half. Not take anything away from Washington. They did a really good job. They're a good football team. We started out good and shot ourselves in the foot, and then they just kind of overran us. So we got just have to compete better, and we're going to have hopefully come out here and have a two quarters where we really compete and try to move the ball and try to stop them and do all the things we got to do to keep improving as a football team.
Thanks, Coach.
All right.
All right. So kind of like we thought, Jason, pretty simple message to his Linmar Lions.
That's right. You know, improvement. That's the word that jumped out at me from what he said is, you know, you just want to continue to improve. As long as you've got pads on and you've got time on the clock and an opportunity to play this game, you want to play it the right way. And again, you can't say enough that you're dealing with youth and kids who have not been in this situation at the varsity level, even though they've had some success at the lower levels. It's about learning every time you go out, and I think that's one of the things that Coach is really trying to make sure that his team focuses on here in the second half.
As far as Linmar is concerned, they'll get district play started next week. You're very familiar with that district because being a member of the Jayhawk staff last year, you were a member of that district, and you got Kennedy, who's looked very good through the first 3 weeks. Beat Washington a couple weeks ago right here at Kingston Stadium. Cedar Falls, which has got a terrific team. They're getting their running back off a suspension, so they're going to be that much better. Waterloo West has got a terrific quarterback, coach's son, Moore, and they're going to be formidable. Waterloo East has been in games so far this year, so that's not going to be an easy district for the Lions.
That's right, and you don't forget the Jayhawks.
Don't forget
there,
the Jayhawks.
Obviously, you know, they're playing well, right? And, you know, and you look at that across the board, that's a tough district, you know, and teams that are going to be competing hard night in and night out, and I think you know, Linmar can learn something. Like Coach said, every time they go out with these non-district opponents, a quality opponent like Washington, they can bring in the district play to prepare them and these kids and continue to improve as they progress throughout the season.
Lions getting ready for the second half kickoff. Washington as well. We're going to go ahead and take a one-minute break, and we will come back and have the second half for you from Kingston Stadium. Our score at the break, 7th-rated Cedar Rapids, Washington 42, and the Linmar Lions 7. Back with the kickoff in a minute here on KGYM.
All right, family meeting. Where should we go this winter?
Well, let's check eiairport.org for low fares to Fort Myers on Allegiant Air.
Ooh, Fort Myers. Can we build sandcastles?
Yes. I'm checking eiairport.org right now for nonstop service from CID on Allegiant Air.
CID, even better. Nonstop, no layovers, low fares. Flying the Eastern Iowa Airport on Allegiant Air, perfect.
I just booked the tickets at eiairport.org.
I married a genius.
IMON Communications is a proud supporter of our local high school athletics. At IMON, we pride ourselves on living and working in the communities we serve. We're your neighbors, and we believe in giving back to the community that helped us grow. A local company means local connections. You'll always speak with someone right here in Cedar Rapids. IMON is your local choice for internet, cable TV, and phone. Experience the local difference. Find out more at imon.net/local.
Back with you here at Kingston as we're getting ready for the second half. 42-7 Washington. Warriors going to kick off. And back deep for the Linmar Lions is going to be Saban Walton. And he will be at about the 9-yard line. As I mentioned, it will be the continuous clock to at least start things. 35-point rule in effect. And when the margin of the game is 35 points or more, the clock will continue to run, even on incomplete passes. The only time it stops are during injuries, scoring, and also for timeouts, of course.
Yeah, and there's nothing more than Coach Forsyth would like to see than to take this first drive of the second half and get that thing back underneath the 35 point and be able to play a regularly timed second half. So I know that they're going to go out and compete and do what they can to make sure that they get momentum back on their side and win this second half.
Get a couple of scores. That's what the Lions want to do, and I'm sure Wash is going to get some second teamers in there and see what they can do. as the third quarter gets underway. Probably we'll see the starters for maybe the first drive offensively and defensively.
You would think so. You know, again, I think Coach James made that clear that there's a certain way that he's trying to continue to play and wants to send the message to his team that to do things the right way and settle in. He also mentioned that the first drive of games and first drive of halves are so important and been difficult for him. So I'm sure he's going to put his starters back in to start the second half just to make sure that they start the way that they're supposed to.
Kick taken by Walton, comes up the near side, sidesteps one to the 20 and then flung out of bounds at about the 22-yard line. And doing the flinging there for the Warriors, 99. We don't have a 99 on our list, but... I think that's Levici. That's Levici Williams down there. So, from the basketball team.
Oh, Levici. Getting a little playing time. That's great for that young man.
Yeah.
Getting a tackle. And students seem to be cheering on the fact that he's getting a little opportunity. Plus, they've got some stuff coming out on this homecoming night.
First down, Linmar. Down 42-7. And they'll scrimmage from their own 23 as Hollinger is in there for the injured Reese Phillips and a handoff and nothing doing for Luring. Orion Vance has been an animal tonight.
Yes, he has. And again, that shows you what we were thinking. A starter that's starting this first drive of the second half, and a nice play by number 24, Orion Vance, to make a tackle for a loss.
So second down, almost 13 after the loss of three. Warriors have Hobbs in there. They also have Darren Ross, the senior nose guard, the 240-pounder. And along with Rain Weiland, 205-pound junior. Second down, almost 13. One setback. Back to throw is Hollinger. Pump fake. Throws deep. Far side. Nobody there. Incomplete. As Gorsuch was the closest line, and actually the closest player was Washington's Alex Herzog.
And that was a nice ball, though. It was overthrown, but a tight spiral. Tried to lead the receiver a little bit too much there, but shown that he's capable of being able to throw the ball down the field.
So a big third down coming up here for the Lions. Have not converted a third down tonight. That just doesn't give your defense much time to rest.
That's right. You know, that's one thing this game is about, is moving the chains, getting first downs, keeping momentum, keeping the ball in your offense's hand so that the defense can rest.
From the near side, hash mark. Three receivers to the near side. Back to throw. Blitz coming. Hollinger under pressure. Thrown down. Ian Thomas with the first sack of the night for Washington. And I don't think anybody blocked the junior.
And he bring that pressure, too. It looked like the blitzer came off the edge, unblocked, like you said, and untouched to the quarterback and wrapped him up for the sack.
Loss of 10. And the Lions will go three and out. For the fourth time, they'll punt it away at their own 10, and Nimmers and Dostal drop to about the 45-yard line. And excellent field position coming up for Cedar Rapids, Washington, to get the Kirby Kerr punt. Good snap back, no rush, gets it away. A high, but a wobbler, and at the 41, Nimmers. Little stop-and-go move, cuts right to the 35 and out of bounds. No reason to take a shot at this point. And he didn't.
That's right. That's a good decision by that young man. He fielded the punt, first of all, made sure the ball didn't bounce and hit the ground, and got what he could get, 4 or 5 yards upfield, and then got out of bounds.
31-yard punt, 9 yards on the return. And first down Wash at the Linmar 32-yard line. With the clock running, we're down to 8:39 to play with the continuous clock. Here in the third quarter. First down, Washington. And now the Warriors are going to have to burn a timeout. They did not have the right personnel in there.
Yeah, I think sometimes, again, you want to make sure that your starters get one series probably in this situation. A little miscommunication in terms of who was supposed to be on the field at this time. And had to use the timeout there to make sure they got organized.
Dallas Hobbs in there starting at the tight end. He got a touchdown pass. Warriors have so many weapons that, like we mentioned, so far in this game, you got 6 receivers that have touched the ball. You've got 4 different running backs that have touched the ball.
And the other thing is, they seem like, at least with Dobbs and Patrick, they've touched it evenly. I think one had touched it five times and the other one had touched it six. So, again, it's nice to have options. It's nice to have playmakers in multiple spots that you can get the ball to and trust the fact that they can use their athleticism to make defenders miss and turn it into big plays and points.
So after the timeout, Washington will have it. First play from scrimmage for the second half from the far side hash mark. From the 32, they'll send Herzog in motion behind Vogel left or right. On the deep handoff, Tavian Patrick up the middle, leaps the pile, 25, 20, 15, 10. Got a block, cuts it to the outside, and he's gone. One play, touchdown Washington, another 20-plus yard score.
That's right. And again, it was the same sort of blocking scheme that they ran earlier. With instead of pulling the tackle this time, though, they pulled that wing back or the fullback and used him as the second blocker. And Patrick got on his hip and followed him right into the end zone off of that big play for six.
Big play potential. And big play potential realized for Washington. As the Warriors lead it here, 48, and the extra point will make it 49-7. Washington on top of Linmar. We will take a 30-second timeout and come back to Kingston Stadium. 49-7, 7th-rated Washington leading Linmar. Back after this on KGYM.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's two Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
Some of the backups getting ready here for Cedar Rapids, Washington, as the Warriors have taken a 49-7 lead. As Walton will drop to retrieve the kickoff. We're seeing Drew Dostal getting warmed up, with Peter Grubel. As Washington, they're sending a little statement here.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think Coach James made it clear that he was really going to focus on the first drives. Wasn't happy with the way the Warriors started the game, so really wanted to end both offensively and defensively on a good note this first offensive and defensive series of the second half, and they've done that. The other thing I noticed is Coach Forsythe, he was the first one meeting those young kids out at the hash mark, clapping, encouraging them, trying to get them to hustle off and stay engaged. Because, again, you still want your kids to compete hard and finish this game strong.
Squib kick falling on by the up back for Linmar. That's Patrick Galeen. Patrick Galeen, I beg your pardon. 5'10", 170-pound senior. Hollinger back out there. Reese Phillips, that's probably the biggest problem right now for Linmar is you've got your starting quarterback maybe iffy for your game next week, but an extra day to prepare. Hollinger out of the gun. He'll hand it off and coming right and back to the line of scrimmage is it. And again, the Warrior defense just swarming all over the place as they bring down McGaffey right at the line. 51 yards tonight for McGaffey. And he's done it on 13 carries.
That's right. He's had defenders in the backfield for a lot of the night. Been running hard, but the Warrior defense has done a good job of getting penetration against the Linmar Lions offensive line.
So second down and 10. McNeil to the far side along with Kirby Kerr. One receiver to the right. Four-man front for Washington. Low snap. Here comes the pressure. They throw it in the flat. It's caught. 30-yard line. McGaffey turns it up 40. He's got blockers to the 50. Chased down. Lavici Williams from behind. Pulled him down like he's pulling down a rebound at the 45-yard line.
That's right. Old Lavici tackling down. But a good screen play against that really aggressive defensive line front. And that time the Lions picked up a big yardage on a nice call.
It's a gain of 19 for Linmar. And a line first down. First completed pass tonight for Nolan Hollinger and the Lions. Gassman, Kerr, and Luring out to the left side. Gorsuch to the right. First down from the Wash 46 near side hash mark. Read option. Handoff coming right. McGaffey and pushes the pile ahead. Pretty hard run. 4, maybe 5 for Nassif. Nick Nassif.
That's right. Got up there and got his nose dirty and made the play. Coming in from a safety position. Wrapped up and brought him down for a 4-yard gain.
Nick Nassif in the lineup right now. You got Ben Nassif as well. And, of course, you had the Vincents last year.
Yeah, that's right. You know, those are two names that you've heard quite a bit in the Cedar Rapids community, and it's nice to see that these young people are out here competing hard and having some fun on homecoming.
Second and 4, 5:19 to play in the third. On the keeper, here's Hollinger. And turn it upfield, got about a yard. Dallas Hobbs, first one to get him for Cedar Rapids, Washington.
The thing that you notice is the Warriors didn't wholesale substitute on defense. They kept a couple pieces in. They're slowly starting to incorporate some people to get some cleaner jerseys. Some kids that haven't gotten on the field. But you still have some names like Dallas and Orion that are on the field and still competing and playing hard.
Yeah, you may have to use a crane to get Orion Vance off the field.
That's right. You're only young once. You want to make sure you play as long as you can, as much as you can.
Third and a long 5. Low snap. Bounced on the turf. In trouble. Hollinger lost the handle on the football. It's loose. Rolling around at the 46-yard line. And we'll see who's got it. Big pile right there. And the officials will unpile. And Wash says they have it.
That's a nice. That was a nice hit by Dallas Hobbs that forced that fumble. Again, him and Orion in that backfield getting pressure on the quarterback, forcing that fumble on the sack.
And I think Darren Ross was the one that came up with the fumble recovery. 4:24 to play in the third, and Wash gets it back on the first turnover of the night, and they'll have it on their own 47-yard line. As Drew Dostal is going to come in to be the quarterback now for Washington. 6'1", 185, and a junior. Warriors got new receivers. Dakota Brown coming to the near side. And looks like Tavian Patrick is still in there. On first down. No, check that. That is not Patrick. That is Nick Nassif.
Nick Nassif showing you he can play both sides of the ball, making tackles on defense. Now he's carrying the ball for the offensive tailback.
And Nassif will go for 2. And yeah, this is what you want to do. You don't want to get anybody injured in this, and this entire second team, at least skilled people, are in there right now for Washington.
That's right. And you've got those starters that are up, staying engaged, making sure they're staying with their helmets on, cheering on their teammates that don't a lot of times get a chance to play as much as they do.
Here's the handoff. NASA, big hole right side by the second teamers. 45-40, cutting it up the numbers to the 30 and down to the 27-yard line.
Again, that's a staple of the Warrior offense. Doesn't matter if it's first teamers or second teamers. Running that counter tray with the guard and the tackle pull, and he pick up a big yard for NASA. Nice run and block up front by the offensive line.
25 for NASA. Yeah, we'll try to get you some names up there for Washington. I know Blake Adams is one of them. He's a junior for the Warriors up front. You got 75. You got Will Faulkner up there, 6'4", 230-pounder. Handoff, Nassif this time with a flag down, hitting the backfield and brought down. Good defensive play there by the Lions. As coming through there and making the stop for Lindmar was Alex Stryker.
That's right. Again, calling that blitz on that first down, getting penetration and making the tackle in the backfield for the Lions.
And Lindmar is going to turn down that penalty. I believe Mr. Stryker is a son of the Lindmar wrestling coach, Doug Stryker.
Okay, so that's why he knows how to wrap up again.
And you betcha he does.
Takes him down with the nice tackle he had in the backfield there.
5'10", 150-pound junior. So second down, and we'll call it 14. 2:20 to play, third quarter. Wash up big, 49-7. Handoff, second back through. Here's Nassif coming left to the 30, to the 20-yard line. And drug down from behind. Aaron Pistolka, the tackle, but that's going to move the chains, it looks like, and Wash will have a first down. Nassif's running hard.
That's right, doing it on the ground. Winning the battle up front with the offensive linemen, giving the backs holes to run through. And again, a nice play by the Warriors there to pick up the first down.
So see, the Peter Grubel's the only lineman out there for Wash that started. Warriors will go tight end right side. First and 10 from the 15, near side hash. On the counter delay, coming in left, it's Nassif. Drug down from behind as he took it for 2 yards. Mitch Jarvis, 215-pounder, made the stop for the Lions. So we're approaching a minute to play in the third.
It looks like the rain's coming.
Yeah, in force. That which is great news for Alex Kuhn and Zach Johnson on the sideline.
The poncho will come in handy.
They stopped and got those ponchos. Second down, 8. Long count. Drew Dostal hands it off. Nassif in the backfield this time. And Stuff going to lose another yard. As the rain comes down. Protect that microphone, Alex. That's all we ask.
That's right. It's like the ball boys. That's an important job.
It'll be the final play of the third quarter coming up here for Washington. They're in no hurry. Play clock still at 15. Seth Davis says, yeah, assistant coach, bring the rain. Third down and 10, back at the 15-yard line. I formation, and Dostal will toss it to Nassif, trying to turn the corner, turns it up at the hash marks. Penalty flag is down, and going to get a hold on Washington.
Yeah, it looks like number 75 for the Warriors. Got a little jersey on that block. But, again, even the referees are still working. They're still going to call the game and make sure that they make sure that the kids that are playing do things the way they're supposed to and the right way.
Going to back them up 10 yards. As the rain comes down here at Kingston. 14 seconds to play here in the quarter. And I believe the clock will start back up as soon as they mark the ball. And Wash does not have to take and run a play in the third, and they will not run a play here in the third. After 3, has did the clock start up? Clock has not started. Now it has started. And are we going to get a Wash timeout here? We will. With 8.8 seconds to play in the third quarter. That was weird.
I think they were going to call a delay because I saw there were 4 seconds to go. They must have started the play clock a little bit later, but they had to burn the timeout to keep from picking up a delay of game penalty.
Frank Sherman kind of gave the puzzled look, as only Frank Sherman can give.
He's pretty good at those.
The puzzled look. Washington 49, Linmar 7. Warriors have scored 49 consecutive points in this one as the rain comes down here at Kingston. Just to take a look, quick peek at the old radar, this is kind of an isolated shower. That's what we were calling for, Jason.
That's what they said. I'm not a weatherman, but I did hear him say scattered showers, and I think that means they don't happen all the time. They just happen, and they stop, and then they happen again, but thank goodness there's nothing that would cause this to be severe and delayed. So we can handle rain. We just want to keep that lightning away.
Yeah, we had enough of that in week number 1.
That's right.
So Wash will run a play, and then we'll hit the end of the third quarter. Warriors 1-for-4 on third downs. As the rain comes down a little harder. Out of the eye. Fumbled snap. It's loose, and I think Linmar's got it. Lions pop on it at about the 26-yard line, it looks like. And that will take us to the end of the quarter. So, after 3, officially now, it is Cedar Rapids, Washington, 49, and the Linmar Lions, 7, back with the fourth quarter after this one-minute break here on KGYN.
Hours of relentless practice, teamwork, and dedication. Moving the ball down the field, yard by yard, play after play. In football, there is one destination, the end zone. The Eastern Iowa Airport respects the commitment it takes from players, coaches, families, and fans to make the 2015 football season even better. That's why the Eastern Iowa Airport supports high school sports and strives to be the corridor's one destination for travel, offering more airlines, more destinations, more departures. CID, even better. Book at eiairport.org.
Every sport, every game, fuel up with pasta power from Ziojano's. Bring the team in for Ziojano's famous fresh pasta, bread, and sauce. Or come after the game and choose from pasta pizza or their gondola subs. With restaurants in Iowa City, Cedar Rapids, Marion, and North Liberty, Ziojano's cheers for every school. Ziojano's, hometown pride with a hometown taste of Italy.
So come to Ziojano's, our pasta makes you sing. Come to Ziojano's for real Italiano. Come to Ziojano's, the pasta.
Back with you for the fourth quarter from Kingston Stadium, as it'll be Lynn Marble to start the fourth quarter of play. Hollinger in third quarterback, and on the read option, hands it off to Zach Luring, who goes left. Not much. Lavici Williams there for Washington. Also, Nick Bjornsson. It's not a Warrior game unless there's a Bjornsson in there.
That's exactly right. That's definitely a common last name in Warrior land of Bjornsson's.
Total yards through three quarters, 360 for Washington. And for Lindmar, 158. So, second down at 10 as the clock continues to go. Rain has let up here. Hollinger in the shotgun, being chased, rolling to the right side, throws incomplete, threw it behind the intended receiver, Joe Stensky. And that will bring up a third down, but the clock will keep firing. Hollinger 1-for-5 in the ballgame. And third down upcoming. We'll pick our slobber knocker of the game coming up at the conclusion of this one. Brought to you by Mr. B's, home of Sam's Pizza and Calzones. Pizza sandwiches, great appetizers at 629 2nd Avenue Southwest. We'll also talk to Paul James, get his thoughts about this third win of the year for his Washington Warriors. Three-man rush on third and long. Back to throw, Hollinger sets up the screen. One-handed catch by McGaffey. Turns it up at the numbers at the 35. Cuts it back to the 30-35, and up close to the 40-yard line.
It was a nice one-handed catch by that young man. Again, on the screen pass, pressure by the defensive line, but quarterback threw it high, but he went up and got it and helped his quarterback up and picked up the first down for the line.
First third-down conversion tonight for the Lindmar offense.
You know, it's, again, those little things. Anytime you move the chains, you want to have you want to celebrate that success and try to do it again on that next first down.
Lindmar's got some backups in there as well. Jordan Balk is in it for the Lions. He goes out wide to the left side. McGaffey's going to stay in there. Some new linemen in there for Lindmar as well. First down, handoff straight ahead. Big hole for McGaffey into Wash territory. And he'll take it down to about the Wash 47-yard line. Ian Thomas on the stop, along with, for Washington, 45, Jeremy Marble.
Nice run on first down again. Moved the chains. Picked up a nice pickup on first down.
Tell you, Lindmar's got weapons.
Yeah, that's right. They do. And, you know, I think, you know, the more they start to mature and go through some of these battles, you know, they won't like the taste of this one, and this will motivate them to continue to work hard and get better. And those young weapons will continue to get better as the season progresses.
First and 10. They run it straight ahead inside the 45 and down to the 43-yard line. That time was, I believe, Luring. And we'll double-check on that. Yeah, it might have been Stryker who's in there to run.
I'll tell you, that's the thing that's toughest about this job, is trying to pick up the numbers from this distance and make sure you get the names right, but you do an awesome job every week. I tell you, I've been doing this a long time. You do a great job.
Now you know why we plead with you coaches. Basketball's not so bad because we're a lot closer. Football, we're getting some uniforms that are a little out there. Fake to Stryker, Hollinger up the middle. He's got an opening to the 30-yard line. Cuts it to the near side and down to the Warrior 25-yard line.
Yeah, good pickup by Stryker. That good ball handling that we talked about earlier, faking it to the option guy, the dive guy. Kept it himself and picked up a nice first down on a nice long run.
Under 8 minutes to play in the game. 49-7 in favor of the Warriors of Washington. We'll go down to Alex after this play, because most of the starters for each team have had their Night come to a close. Here's Stryker up the middle, and he'll go for about three. Alex, we'll throw it to you. First of all, the rain has stopped. That's one good thing in your favor. And I think for both sides, the starters have taken the rest of the night off, haven't they?
Because Nolan Hollinger has been dealing with a shoulder issue ever since the first half. He followed through on a pass, and his arm collided with an arm from Washington, who was trying to deflect the pass. When he was warming up before the second half, you could clearly see him wincing in pain, but he is staying out there fighting through some serious, serious pain in his throwing shoulder.
All right, Alex, thanks. Yeah, he's a trooper.
That's right. That's that senior leadership. A guy that knows this is his last go around as a senior and wants to do whatever he can to contribute and help his teammates.
Well, Reese Phillips is already. Lindmar has one quarterback on the sideline and another one banged up. That's the one big question mark going into district football. That's the one thing you don't want in non-district play.
That's right. You know, I mean, games like this. That's the one thing that really makes it tough on your season is when you lose players to injury. But again, this young man at quarterback is really fighting hard and staying in and competing for his teammates.
Bernstein is in there. Condon's in there at left tackle for Lindmar. Third down and eight. Man in motion and on the jet sweep. Turning it up the right side is Walton, and good defensive play over there on the perimeter by Washington, and that was Marble, the 5'9", 160-pound junior linebacker.
That's right. Again, getting the ball on the edge, a play we haven't seen yet tonight on the jet sweep, but nice pickup. Nice stop because it looked like there was a penalty marker down, so that nice run is going to come back.
Oh, way over there on the far side. Did not see that. And the Warriors with 5:46 to play in the game are going to they will move Lindmar back 10. 49-7 in favor of Washington. It was a 7-7 game after the first quarter. Yes, it was tied at 7.
Yeah, it's again that second quarter when it opened up quick. And the Warriors had a cushion at the end of the second quarter and have kind of been able to cruise here in the second half.
Third down and long after the penalty. They'll keep it on the ground. A striker breaking tackles to the 30, up the middle to the 20, and down to about the 19-yard line. And good gain right there. Now we'll go for about 16.
Yeah, good job of hitting it on that dive up the middle, getting some of those yards back from the penalty from the previous play.
Now, Lindmar will keep the offense out there. They'll go for it on fourth down at 4, a little bit more than 4. Need to get to the Washington 15-yard line. Denver and Kansas City on 107.5 and 106.3, tied at 17.
17.
4:48 to play here in the game. Trips to the right side, one to the left. They'll keep it on the ground. Up the middle, Stryker keeping the legs going and close to a first down. I think he's got it.
That's great effort. That second effort got picked up the first down for the Lions. That was just determination that he wasn't going to go down and was able to pick up the first down.
And they'll move the sticks. First down, Lions. And they'll have it on just inside the Wash 15-yard line. Kind of turned into a JV game.
Yeah, you know, again, giving these kids who work hard every day in practice and maybe don't get a chance to play as much, giving them a chance with these new turfs. Can't say get your jersey dirty, but they get sweaty.
Off the fake, Hollinger on the keep, coming to the short side to the 10, lowers his shoulder and gets first and goal inside the 5 to the 3.
Again, that's good fake. He fooled me. I thought he gave it to the back, but he pulled it out, kept it on the option, and picked up positive yards for the Lions here in the red zone.
He is, you can tell he's hurt.
Yeah, he's really gritting, and it's probably all grit and determination right now. Again, here, I'm a senior. Want to find a way to help my teammate and get the ball in the end zone here in this drive so we can have something positive.
Lions want to get it in here. Let's see if they do. Not on this play. They hand it to Stryker. And goes off the left side. Not much, maybe a yard. So we're down to 3:20 to play in the game. We'll get a word from head coach Paul James during the post-game show with Alex Kuhn. Imagine going to be a very happy Warrior staff.
I think so. It's like you said, you want to make sure that you're playing at a high level going into district play. You want to put string wins together and really feel good about all aspects of the game from offense, defense, and special teams, and the Warriors can say that for themselves tonight.
Walton gets it on the jet sweep coming in motion and turns it up for the touchdown. Walton with the 3-yard run and Linmar on the board as it's now 49-13 in favor of Washington here on Warrior Homecoming.
And Savon Walton, that's a sophomore right there. Again, like you talked about earlier about weapons for the Lions, that's a young guy. They don't have very many sophomores up, but he's one of, I think, one or two that they have up. So good job on that young man getting into the end zone.
And the rain starts to come down again. As Linmar will try for the extra point on a drive with the clock here, Jason. Keep it in mind that went 9 minutes and 13 seconds.
Yeah, it's a good drive for them. So again, Coach Forsyth is looking for positive when they watch this film, and I'm sure they'll watch it and dissect it as a staff to find out what they can learn from it. And that's, again, one drive, even though this is the backups, that you can continue to evaluate to see if you're missing some kids that need to be able to get on the field with that first unit. And it's a good job by the second unit of Linmar finishing that drive off with a touchdown.
Brendan Healy kicked that extra point, backup kicker. And he gives Linmar their 14th point. So 2:47 to play, and the Warriors will send out some more troops, and we'll have the final 2:47, and Wash will go to 3-1, and Linmar will drop to 1-3 for this season. And each getting ready for district openers coming up next week. Warriors go on the road to Muscatine to take on the Muskies, who are 3-0, headed to their game tomorrow night.
It's a nice little trip down there to Muscatine. About how far is that? About an hour and a half, 2 hours?
Yeah, hour and 15-ish in that range. Must not have Muscatine on the basketball schedule this year.
No, we don't have them this year. Usually down in that area, you might get Bittendorf, North Scott, Davenport Central, teams like that, but have not made the trip to Muscatine yet.
You got Bittendorf again this year?
Yes, we do.
All right. It's usually one of the first couple games for the Jayhawks. We're already talking basketball here.
Yeah, it'll be here before we know it.
49-14, and Linmar to kick. See if they squib this one. Try to get the ball back here on the kick. As he coming out to kick it will be Healy. And got it angled a little bit toward the left, so I wouldn't be shocked that this one's going to be a little onside squibber here. And they will kind of squib it, but squibbed it too hard, and it goes out of bounds.
Again, you want to take every opportunity to get your young kids in a position to work on things. And Coach Forsyth calling for the onside kick and didn't quite execute it properly, and the ball goes out of bounds. But, again, sending the message to your team that we're going to keep competing. We're going to keep working on aspects of the game that can help us to be a better football team.
You never know when you're going to need the onside kick.
That's right. It's something that you don't practice a whole lot. You spend maybe a couple days, when you go through your kickoff coverage and pregame you go through onside, but in live action where you have to execute it, you use that opportunity. You want to make sure that you do that. And again, send that message to your team that we're still competing.
Jamir Parker is going to be the third Washington quarterback. They elected to take the ball where it went out of bounds. That would be the 37-yard line. Parker hands it off, and this is going to be Ian Thomas. Got back to the line of scrimmage.
That's the fourth tailback we've seen, third quarterback. Again, just showing weapons. And I think the other thing, too, is a backup quarterback is, I believe, also their starting free safety, so you give it an opportunity to get a starter on defense off the field and not get him hurt, and somebody that you need to be ready on the defensive side of the ball with Drew Dostal.
Christian Beard is coming into the game. He's out there for Washington. Eric Eckhart out there. And in there for Washington, running at the tailback is, I think, Weiland. And he'll get it going up the middle. And no, check that. That's not Weiland. It's 18 instead of 10. That's Connor Malcolm. another one of those defensive starters. Hey, I want to run the ball.
Yeah, that's right. I don't want to just always have to knock it down and tackle the guy with it. Give me a chance to tote the rock, you know, and get a touch for number 18 and picking up and get a chance to get a touch on offense.
Under a minute to play. Could be the final play of our ball game as the Warriors face third down and 12. We'll get a word from Paul James and take a look at the stat rundown here after this Warrior win. Third down and 12. Lindmar's got everybody in white up front, and they just swarm the ball carrier. Nick Nassif, and he's going to lose about five. And that's probably going to take us, and it will take us to the end of the ball game. Warriors did not throw a pass in the second half. And Wash chalks up win number 3. Warriors 49 and Lindmar 14. And we will take a final break and come back and have the post game from Kingston after this here on KGYN.
Happy Joe's isn't afraid of a tough matchup. They'll put their large pizza up against anybody else in town. Theirs is the biggest. That means they can feed families, fans, or whole teams until they're good and full. Their pizzas are famous, too. They originated the taco pizza, and it's still a fan favorite. Plus, everyone loves Happy Joe's VIP Club. It's easy to sign up, and you'll get exclusive offers and earn points towards a free pizza. Order online today from Happy Joe's 2 Cedar Rapids locations at happyjoescr.com. Delivery or carryout available.
You get to the fall time of year, people look in their closets and the things they forgot to get clean in the spring. I'm Greg Freeman. We do a ton of down comforters. And you're going to need sweaters cleaned and jackets and coats for football games. Let's say you're out of the ball game and you spill coffee on it, cocoa or whatever. Just don't panic. Just buzz them on in. We'll get them taken care of for you. Come visit us at Dutchess Cleaners. One on Boyson Road, one on 3905 Center Point Road. You're just going to pick it up and walk out the door because you know it's going to be done right. We'll do a good job for you.
It's a Class 3A District 4 matchup this Friday night on KGYM. This is Scott Unash. Join us Friday at 7:15 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM with the pregame as Solon takes on Marion from Thomas Park Field. The Spartans dropped their district opener to Xavier last Friday, while the Indians opened up their district schedule with the always tough Spartans. That's high school football presented by First Federal Credit Union, Solon at Marion. Friday night at 7:15 on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, KGYM.
A tradition of the Warriors singing the fight song to their fans and the student body going on below us as Wash wins it 49-14. And Alex is down there. He's going to talk to head coach Paul James here. And Alex will throw it to you on the 50.
A complete victory tonight. What did you like to, that you saw from your team going into district play?
Oh, that... We responded well to being down 7-0 and came back and dominated things pretty well in the first half.
Coach, next week you have to go to Muscatine in your first district game. Where do you feel your team is heading into district play?
Well, we're getting better. That's the most important thing right now, and we just got to keep improving. That's the name of the game at this point.
Thanks, Coach, and congratulations.
There you go. Sweet, short, and Paul wants to go talk to the troops.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to find something to complain about when you have such a dominating win, as he mentioned. But like a true coach, he's looking at keep improving, that we can't rest on this one. It was a good game. We responded to a team that came out and punched us in the mouth and answered that in a high way, and we want to make sure that we continue that momentum going into district play, which is a really important part, obviously, of the season that the Warriors are going into.
Tough night for Lindmar, obviously. Quarterback injury is thing number one to get ready for next week. Some things went well, especially in that first drive. Give Wash a lot of credit. They made a lot of adjustments offensively to what Lindmar was showing on the defensive side of the ball.
That's right. You know, and I think, like Coach said, I think, you know, you you watch that first quarter and show your team what they're capable of. Understand that as with a young team, that's part of the lumps that you have to take and the learning that goes on and learning how to become a top-notch and a top-notch team. But again, Coach Forsyth has that experience. His staff has that experience. They'll rally their troops. They'll get back at it and get ready for their district play as well coming up next week.
Yeah, both these teams will start district play coming up next week as Linmar and Wash will get into it. Warriors will take on Muscatine coming up next week. So that will be on the road, and that will be a challenge. That's going to be one of the folks that will challenge for the Warrior supremacy in that district coming up next week. And if you're Wash, you got to like you came through without any injuries. That's thing number one. Also, you got a lot of guys a chance to play, and you get an extra night to get ready for Muscatine.
That's right. You want to talk to your kids about being smart with homecoming and understanding that they have a lot, that they're high goals that they're shooting for and getting back to the state championship game, and want to make sure that everyone makes good decisions and are gentlemen and treating their dates appropriately, but then at the same time getting back to work. Probably giving them the day off tomorrow to prepare and have fun for that homecoming, but coming right back to work and getting ready to take that trip down to Muscatine against a quality opponent.
Before we get into the stats, let's go ahead and let you know about our Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor Player of the Game, and it is brought to you by Happy Joe's and all their locations. And big thanks to Bill Bark and everybody at Happy Joe's. We'll see him at the tailgate tour at Marion coming up tomorrow, and we'll have that for you at 3 o'clock tomorrow on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. 106.3, we'll have a tailgate out at Clear Creek Amana at Tiffin coming up tomorrow, so looking forward to that. And we're going to go with our player of the game, brought to you by Happy Joe's, with Tavian Patrick. How the 91-yard kickoff return got it going, and then he ran for over 100 yards and two touchdowns tonight.
That's right. I think, and at one point we thought maybe he was battling some injuries and some cramps, and for him to come back in the game and have another long run offensively, I think shows again the quality of player that he is, and it's a good choice. He had a really good game tonight, both on offense and defense, so I definitely think that's a good choice.
Yep, so congratulations to Tavian Patrick. He is tonight's Happy Joe's Pizza and Ice Cream Parlor Player of the Game. Stats look like this unofficially for tonight's game. For Washington, 356 total yards, and for Linmar, 247 total yards of offense tonight. Wash had 219 on the ground, 141 through the air. I beg your pardon, 215 on the ground, 141 through the air. TJ Vogel played one snap in the second half, and that was it. This all occurred in the first half. He was 8 of 13, 141 yards, and two touchdowns. One of those to Isaiah Nimmers, the other one to Dallas Hobbs. Nimmers caught two, Leonard caught two, and four of the receivers caught one tonight for the Warriors. On the ground, Tavian Patrick, six carries, 105 yards, two touchdowns, a long of 37, touchdown runs of 33 and 32. He was the big play guy. Johnny Dobbs, six carries, 55 yards, and two touchdowns. Nick Nassif came in, carried it seven times for 37 yards. T.J. Vogel, four carries for 22 yards tonight for Washington. Warriors had 13 first downs in the game, five penalties, and that was 50 yards, one sack, and one turnover in the game. Linmar, 247 total yards, 41 on the ground, or check that, 116 on the ground, 131 through the air. Before the injury, Reese Phillips was 5 of 11 for 98 yards and one touchdown. Nolan Hollinger, 2 of 6 for 33 yards in his duty tonight. Dan Gorsuch, 3 carries, 36 yards and one touchdown. McGaffey caught 3 for 53 yards. Kerr caught 1 for 42. On the ground, McGaffey, 15 carries, 68 yards. Luring carried it 5 times for 34 yards on the night. And Stryker carried it 5 times for 28 yards. For Linmar, they also had 13 first downs. And Lions had 3 penalties tonight for a total of 18 yards and 1 turnover for Linmar. The time of possession, a little skewed, obviously, with the running clock. Linmar held it for 31 minutes and 23 seconds. Washington held it for 16 minutes and 37 seconds. Third down conversions, Lions were only 1 of 7 tonight. Wash was 1 out of 6. And Lindmar was 1 out of 2 on fourth down. So that was the tail of the tape in this one tonight. Won by the Warriors, 49-14. They scored 49 unanswered points after Lindmar took a 7-0 lead on Reese Phillips to Dan Gorsuch, 32-yard touchdown. You had the Patrick kickoff return, Dobbs a pair of touchdown runs, Vogel to Nimmer, 77 yards, Patrick a 33-yard run, Vogel to Hobbs from three, and then Patrick scored in the first play from scrimmage in the second half with the continuous clock going from 32 yards out before the Lions got one at the end. 49-14, the final. We will take another short break and come back, and we will have our slobber knocker of the game and wrap things up from Kingston after this here on KGYM.
Sports radio on the historic Main Gym, 1600 KGYM Cedar Rapids.
This is the Jim Scott Unetch. Tomorrow afternoon at 3, we'll come to you from the Eastern Iowa Airport Tailgate Tour with Zio Janos and the Iowa National Guard. The gym class will be live in Marion as they get ready to take on Solon. Here at 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. Brent Balbinot will be live at Clear Creek Amana before their matchup with Fort Madison. Hear him on 106.3 FM. We'll talk with coaches and get ready for all the action. The Eastern Iowa Airport Tailgate Tour with Zio Janos and the Iowa National Guard. Every football Friday at 3 on the Jim.
Back at Kingston Stadium in the Bob Brooks press box here as we wrap things up after a wash win tonight, 49-17 for the 7th rated Warriors. And we need to pick our slobber knocker of the game, and it is proudly brought to you by Mr. B's, the home of Sam's Pizza and Calzones, 629 2nd Avenue Southwest in Cedar Rapids. And we're going with Orion Vance tonight. He was a human wrecking ball.
That's
back
right.
There.
He was all over the ball in the backfield all night, whether he was blitzing or causing pressure. He was definitely around the quarterback all night. A couple honorable mentions on that kickoff return. I thought Isaiah Nimmers had the block that sprung Patrick for the 91, but it's hard to overlook a player like Orion Vance who really plays at a high level on the defensive side on the ball.
Yeah, so congratulations to Orion Vance. He had a forced fumble, a sack tonight. He was in the backfield most of the first half for the Washington linebackers.
Yeah, that's right. Again, he's someone who's always around the ball, plays at a high level, and definitely you can tell he enjoys hitting people on the defensive side of the ball.
Yep, so he will win our Slobber Knocker Award here for this Thursday night, week 4 of the high school football season. And in retrospect, Washington, I think, graded out to about an A tonight. I don't think you can find a whole lot wrong other than that first drive of the ball game defensively.
That's right. Maybe starting a little slow, had to get woke up. But once that giant woke up, they woke up with a vengeance and dominated all aspects of the game from offense, defense, and special teams. Going again into district play, that's what you want to see of a top-ranked team like Washington.
This looked like a completely different team than week 2 we saw against Kennedy.
Yeah, I would agree. You know, I was at that game as well, and I thought they did not dominate Kennedy up front at all, maybe like some people had thought they were going to. But I definitely think tonight that they handled the defensive line of Lindmar, created some nice holes for the backs to run through, which creates, again, use that speed and get them into space. The offensive line and defensive line really did dominate the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, so a win for Wash, 49-14. Tomorrow night, we're at Thomas Park Field in Marion. It'll be Solon and the Marion Indians coming your way at 7 o'clock on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. Brent Dalvinov in Iowa City for City High and West from Bates Field, and that'll be on 106.3. And looking forward to seeing both the Indians and then Coach Miller's Solon team. They got some weapons.
Yeah, that's right. You know, again, I anticipated being a physical ball game, getting a chance to see a team I haven't seen before. Again, Coach Perkins having a chance to tie that win streak. The kids are going to be motivated, and defending their home field for the Indians, and it'll be a quality football game tomorrow night.
All right. Well, good job tonight, Jason. We'll see you,
thank you.
At Marion tomorrow. We'll try to save a parking space for you.
I appreciate it. I'm having a ball, and you know, I appreciate the opportunity to do this.
Well, those parking spaces are at a premium.
I have to make sure I call ahead maybe and ask them to put a cone out.
At Thomas Park Field. They're at a premium, certainly. That's going to wrap things up. Big thanks to Jeff Downing back in the studio. Thanks to all our sports-minded boosters as well. And above all, thanks to everybody out there for tuning in to the broadcast from Kingston here tonight. So for Zach Johnson and for Alex Kuhn on the sidelines, for Jason Edwards, Scott Unas, thanks so long. Hope you enjoyed it. Final score, 7th-rated Cedar Rapids, Washington over Linmar, 49-14 in 4A non-district football. And so long from Kingston Stadium.
Sports radio on the historic Main Gym, 1600 KGYM Cedar Rapids.
I'm glad he's still around. I'm glad he's still trying. Tonight, I saw what I expect to see from him until he retires, and I still wonder if this is going to be the final year for Peyton Manning.